Blog Talk Radio.
It ain't showing up. Oh, wow. What the hell happened? There we go. All right.
Back when I was a child, before life removed all the innocence, my father would lift me high and dance with my mother and me, and then spin me around till I fell asleep. Then up he would carry me, and I knew for sure I was loved. If I could get another chance, another walk, another dance with him, I'd play a song that would never, ever end. How I'd love, love, to dance with my father again.
Ooh. Yeah, we kind of wait for somebody to come on here.
When I and my mother would disagree,
so we just listen to a little music.
To get my songs. Way, I would run from her to him. He'd make me just to comfort me, yeah, yeah. Then finally make me do just what my mama said. Later that night when I was asleep, he left a dollar under my sheet. Never dreamed that he would be gone from me. If I one final dance with him, I'd play a song that would never end. 'Cause I'd love to dance with my father again. Sometimes I'd listen outside her door, and I'd hear how my mother cried for him. I pray for her even more than me. I pray for her even more than me. Every
Chicago, Illinois. Welcome to the Big Eddie Klotsoff Motor City Mafia Grudge Race Show. Hit the one button and let yourself be heard.
We're back once again. Last few weeks, we didn't have a little fun, you know. So I want to appreciate the people that come on and help me do the show, because without you, this show wouldn't be nothing. We don't have somebody I want to talk to and bring up different subjects. That's why I try to encourage people to hit the one button and come on and talk about something. A lot of times, people have things on their mind that they want to know, might want to ask a question, but they just sit back and listen and hope somebody bring this subject up that they want to hear about. Well, it happens faster if y'all participate and come in. I mean, I guess some people like kind of shy of the mic. Don't be shy of the mic, man. Come in, have your fun. That's what it's all about. If you got a question, ask a question. Hell, if Chuck can come on here and ask dumb questions like he asked, should nobody be scared to come in and ask a question? You know what I'm saying? We got a whole segment called Chuck Dumbass Question. You know, I want to explain to some of my fans who y'all come on kind of early. Then I have some people that linger. They might not start coming on till after 8:30. Crowd come in, show a lot of time, get busy, and be good, you know, without a subject to talk about. But somebody asked me the other day, man, why do you play them songs, man, so long before you start the show? Well, I don't have an act before my show. So until I see a certain amount of people come on the show, I try to listen to music. Most of the time, it's only two songs that did my introductory. Sometime every now and then, I had to play a third song. That ain't so bad to listen to three good songs while you wait for the show to get started. When I see some of the people that come on I know going to interact with me, then I go ahead and play my intro. When I play my intro, the next thing is I'm going to be saying hello to everybody. So I just wanted to explain to some people that do come on early and may have that question, but never ask. I got asked by someone, so I explained it to them. You know, I don't have no great preachers to come on like Brother D and Tim Howe. and run church for me for an hour or two before I come on, which is real good. You know, I listen to it myself. I go on, I call in if I remember it in time, and I get on there and I listen to them, you know, because they give good messages when they talk about the Lord. They give some real good messages, and I learn some things, and I appreciate, you know, listening to them guys. And the lady that be on there, she's real knowledgeable. So, you know, some people just ain't into religious. I'm not a very religious person, but ain't nothing wrong with listening to it. You know what to accept and what not to accept, and you get out of it what you want to get out of it. You know, so that's the way I feel about it, but to each his own. But anyways, tonight, I don't know if I can get a real good reaction out of it. I don't know if I can get a real good reaction out of it in some sensible conversation. But, you know, up here in Chicago, we talk about it before, but we never got nobody to come on and just talk really sensible about it. Now, we got our cars planned to be ready for this year to do some racing. Our plan is to try to race right here most of the time. Now, we're going to travel, but we also going to try to race right here in our hometown where people can come out and see that kind of action. But everybody here that's willing to race us, they want us to run their race and go down south to, they say, premium track. Okay, well, what they mean by premium track is the track that you go to and they have so much glue on the damn track that when you come out the water box, you go up a hill to get on top of the track. And the car basically stuck in glue. And that's the only way they're raced. Now, 41 took their time out, and they should appreciate it. And they spent a lot of time and money, and still is, trying to make the track something that we would appreciate. But most of our top flight guys, you know, if you ain't going to race at the track, just don't race at the track. But I don't think they should go around trying to badmouth the track, because they got cars going down that track that's way faster than them. We've had cars out there, and it's constantly. It ain't nothing odd to see. The cars run well over 200 miles an hour. They run the whole quarter. And the track then got better to the point where, I mean, you got some guys like Vaughn. Vaughn is kind of a special guy, because he don't care if he on the track in Alabama, Georgia, or right here at 41. He's on the race. He ain't making no excuses, but, you know, teach his own to their own program, but don't blame it on the track if you don't know how to set your car up to get down the track. That's all I'm saying. And I think that is really, really unnecessary. And we've been saying this shit too long to have to continue to say this year after year. And them white folks who are out there and spend their hard-earned money and try to make their track something to brag about, and it's still getting kicked. And I just don't believe it. But we're going to keep on continuing. As long as we got our cars and everything go well, we're going to try our best to bring y'all some action right here. Right here. Now, we're going to travel here and there. Ain't nothing wrong with travel. Not your hometown. They can't stay open if you don't get the people something to come see. They're going to struggle. I don't know. Anybody else got something to say about that? Come on with it. Cause I ain't good at talking about myself. What up? What up, preacher? Yeah.
What up, man? Put a motherfucking name on it, man. Quit beating around the bush. Put a fucking name on it.
Before you put a name on it,
man, who the Chuck?
All them awesome
man.
That you're talking about right now.
Look, y'all here, I ain't got to put a name on it. I'm talking about the issue, the subject. I don't want to have to throw nobody's name out there, man. I ain't going to do that because y'all done heard them as well as
man,
I done
heard.
Man,
fuck that. Put a name on it, man. Fuck that. Put
Chuck,
a name on it.
Chuck,
hey, man, but listen.
Chuck.
Anybody should be get out of any track if they know how to work their car. As good as they can work their mouth and talk about they don't tune up.
That's right.
You should be able to get out of any motherfucking track.
That's right.
Hey, Big Eddie.
What up, kid?
All those people that are complaining about the track, why don't they chip in and buy some glue? I'm pretty sure the track officials will put it down at their expense.
You know what, kid? I thought about you mm-hmm. saying that today when I was hearing the conversation. You know what I'm saying? But the thing with me is they'll go to the best premium, as they call premium track, and they're still wrecked. But they say they don't want to wreck their car at 41. But we see them all the time. Wrecking on
you
the
know,
premium
watch,
track, man. When them cars,
why should them people put spend all their money in putting down glue and shit, and ain't nobody coming out there to try to even race?
Hey, even if they is coming out there to race, right now, man, Chuck will tell you himself that white-haired motherfucker. He sat up there and told everybody. He tried to tell them, and his car just as fast as any other guy's car, or faster. And
mm-hmm.
he done told them, he said, man, they really learned how to do that track. He told them how they went and learned how to do it, went away and came back and started doing it. And it showed proof when we was at the track doing our events. Each event, you saw radio cars and slick cars going down the track. You saw no cars blow the tires off no more than they do at a premium track. They was getting down the track. They had premium track radios. You still see people blowing the tires. And you're going to see some cars blow the tires because they ain't got their setup right. It ain't because of the track. It's because they ain't got their setup right. And then they go back and they make the little adjustments they need to make. You're going to have to make an adjustment at every track you go to. Then people spend all that money laying a new track, then winning what they call that resurface the track. They level it off, and they still trying to say that the track got bumps and everything in it. We got cars going down the track. I asked my driver, I said, you ever experienced that? He said, no. Look at Chris Hicks, man. Chris Hicks come out there, man, and run over 200 plus miles an hour every trip he come out there. And he go a whole quarter mile. He got no problem. He go to the return road and come back just like everybody else and other cars. But I just know Chris Hicks personally is the reason I mentioned his name. You know what I'm
mm-hmm,
saying? But
I know.
I can't see how. Yeah, you know. You know, I don't see how these cars can come out there and fly down the track, but everybody else got an excuse. So now, in order for us to race certain people, we got to change. First of all, we ain't going to rush. We're going to get our car the best we can get it the way it's set up for first. That way, so when we do turn around and go to the radio, we want to know we can run that time or better. And once we do that, them motherfuckers can't go off the end of the earth to get away, goddammit. They got to race. It's just as simple as that. But we ain't going to stick our neck out there not knowing with a big-ass tire try to go out there, change up in one day, and go try to race some cars that's been out there. We're going to learn the car, learn how to race the car with a radio tire on it. So they ain't fucking no dummies thinking we just going to get hot-headed and jump out there. So y'all just wait. That's all y'all got to do, run and hide behind the glue, until we do. That's all I got to say.
Like I want to say, I want to see how many people want to pitch in and buy drama glue and tell them to spray it till they get goddamn, till their ass catch a fire.
That's crazy,
man.
Hey, kid. What up, Chuck?
I want to know, goddamn it, who said it and put a name on it, and then we ain't got to be hiding behind no motherfucking bush.
Well, Chuck, you know, they're nice people, and I'm crazy about the people. Myself, I love them. I love what they do. I ain't going to put their name out on the national show. You know them just as well as me, so I'll tell you behind the line.
I don't be on there in the morning, so I'm kind of in the back, but
in the dark.
You can tell
in the dark.
Text me, I'll tell you who it is.
Oh, man.
Well, you'll know after the show, brother. I ain't going to put it out there like that.
Like Channel 7 or
they're
Channel
good,
9.
They're good people, man. No, I ain't really in the trick. I don't mind trying to problem solve. All I'm saying is, man, we need to, you know, they sit up there all the time and say, it ain't enough racing here. Well, if you don't race here to contribute, how could you say that? That's what I'm understanding.
Yeah, but my thing is, listen, you can run down there and you get a tuner, you do all of this shit, but then you can't make it down a high track. If you tune your car to make it down a
right track,
you can go down a high track.
They say you got to take away too much power. They say you got to turn the power down too much.
Hey, man. I don't see jet cars, funny cars, all the shit go down the regular track we got.
You damn right. That's right. I mean, you see Von them, you see Three Lug, all them guys, man, like that. They don't care where they at. They gonna do what they can do. They gonna try to adjust the car to do what they need to do. Wherever they at.
It's like this here, Big Ed. That's the excuse.
Yeah.
And they're sticking to it.
Yeah, man. Well, that's a good way to duck a couple of races. That's for sure.
Yeah. You got a point there.
Yeah. Yeah. That's down to a good way to duck a couple of races.
Mm-hmm.
But you won't be able to duck too long.
I heard that.
And Chuck, you know I ain't talking about you because you go up and down 41 like goddammit, you own the motherfucker. You know I ain't talking about you, brother. I appreciate
I
you telling the truth about the track.
I do own that bitch. I wish the bitch step up. I'll kill them anywhere they want to go. But anyhow.
Yeah, I'm talking about.
Hey, Eddie.
Yeah.
If a motherfucker don't want to run there, so be it, man. Them gonna do their thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. That's for sure.
If they don't want to do it, they don't want to do it. You can't make them change their fucking mind. You know, they seen some shit somewhere else. You know, that's cool. Shit. You know.
Yeah.
That's all. Shit. Ain't no need even talking about it no more. But you can run down any damn
right,
track.
The only thing, listen. The only thing about that is you can't claim you the king and you can't play at home.
Yeah.
You understand?
Oh, okay. Well, I see. I don't know who claiming to be the motherfucking king up in this bitch. That's all I'm
you
saying.
You just did a minute ago.
I am the motherfucking king. Nigga, step up.
Don't worry about it, Chuck.
I'm racing at every track I go, everywhere, no matter what the fucking condition. So, that's it.
You need to tell the mother nigga to throw their ass in a circle too then.
I can't. Hey,
yes, sir.
I ain't no mother. I didn't go to school, and I never wanted to be a school teacher. So they gonna learn. They gonna learn like everybody else. They doing what they want, whatever they feel they need to do, and that's cool.
That's right.
Ain't shit you tell them is gonna change their mind.
Yeah, so, but they should have run a chance of getting somebody else to come here. They shouldn't run them people away with their nonsense and they talk, you know. Keep it to the motherfucking self. If that's the way you feel, then that's
I'm
cool.
I'm going to say something for Eddie. Hold on, Eddie, hold that thought. See, what Eddie is trying to explain to those people that don't want to race here, if you don't want to race here, keep it to yourself, because when they try to have people come from out of town, do you think they're going to come from out of town and you bash your own shit? You think they're going to come here and play?
Thanks.
You don't want to play here? That's what Eddie is trying to say. He don't know how to put it in the right words.
Right.
I'm going to help him out a little bit. So
and
when
you're
trying to tell
you're
them,
hurting the people
when
that...
When they throw an event, they want them people to come to their event too. But they look at them like, man, why would I come to the event? And those guys don't want to go to the event and go down the track.
Yeah.
That's some garbage. I don't want to go there. So that's what Big Eddie is trying
to
say.
They hurting people. They're hurting people like Leroy, Sam, Vaughn, the people that throw races here. They hurt them, but they supposed to be their friend, you know? They really actually hurt them. You know, that's what I'm talking about.
I'll put it another way, Eddie. This is how I see it. If you finna make a $50,000 investment, you're going to ask your buddy, then you're going to ask another buddy, then you're going to ask a motherfucker that got money, a motherfucker that been making money, and a motherfucker that know how to make money. So it's up to you to decide what to do. Just because your buddy say some shit don't mean that these motherfuckers making money off of it feel the same way. So that's a personal decision to decide how you want to run your program. You see what I'm saying?
I'm just adding a little light out there. So.
I mean, you know what, Eddie? Everywhere you go almost, it's something wrong with the track. The glue ain't right.
Everything
ain't right. I mean, it's a whole lot of shit. It happens at all the tracks. It ain't just, you know, our little local track. But you got to make a decision for yourself. Do I want to go down there or I can stay at home? But you got to ask everybody. But if you stuck with listening to one person, well, that's for you.
Yeah.
You know? That's it. So, you know, that's it. So.
Yeah.
Some people just don't know how to investigate and make a decision for themselves.
For themselves, there you go.
But you got these followers. You got these ass kissers. You got these followers, and them get along people that you dick suckers. So they're gonna follow a lot of the people that do shit that other people don't do. And then every time they lose, they got excuses. The track wasn't right. The tree malfunctioned. The weather wasn't right. And I'm going to say the car wasn't right. I got an ass whooping. See, they beat my ass. I ain't got no excuse. They beat the shit out of me.
Mm-hmm.
I took that long. I ain't fast. So I just took an ass whooping.
Man. Yes, sir. Anybody else want to chime in on that? Come on with it. If y'all got something else y'all want to chime on, we ain't got to talk about this all night. Come on with it. I know
they
some things went down.
They put too much glue in my kill, my car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
we motherfuckers don't like glue. I need a little STP put on the ground. Slide through. Get some tire speed.
Mobile down. Yeah, man. Hey, Chuck, I'm glad you can join us tonight, man.
Yeah, Eddie. plans got canceled, so I'm staying around to fuck with y'all and listen to some dumb shit y'all say. You know what I'm saying? And voice my opinion and go back on me. That's all.
All right, man.
Hey, Chuck, y'all won me over. I give. I'm going on and run my car at 41 this year. If it don't hook it, don't hook. Oh, damn, I don't remember 14. Oh, my bad, wrong phone call.
Well, you know, I know Eddie promoting, you know, one track. Shit, I like them all. I mean, I run it all up.
Man. That's what I'm saying. I'm talking about all of them. I'm talking about up this whole period.
My favorite.
I ain't talking about this one
track. Byron is good.
Yeah.
And the Grove, I don't like. I just made a decision on my own not to go down there because I can't stop. But that's my fault.
Right.
I ain't got no brakes on my car, but that's me. You know what I'm saying? But you know, all of them. 31, I mean, 131, you know, all of them. You know, I mean, you know, I done been through a bunch of them, Eddie. I mean, that's my choice.
I know.
I make it down all of them as fast as I can, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, you know, it's all good. But, I mean, I'm just a little different. I mean, Eddie, if I could stay at home and race all the time, I wouldn't go nowhere. I just have to go.
Yeah,
get my
I'm saying there ain't nothing wrong with going somewhere. It ain't nothing wrong with going somewhere, but when somebody has
on
here and
you
ain't doing nothing supporting.
You know what,
when I go out of town to race, it's a vacation. It's more like a vacation.
But you got to think about this, Eddie. Everybody can't do that shit. Some people got to stay local and do what they want. So, I mean, you know.
And ain't nothing wrong with that.
You can't go nowhere. You got to stay local.
Mm-hmm.
And that's cool.
That's right.
It's plenty of motherfuckers race up here, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, you just gotta, that's the way I see it.
Yeah, man. Look at old Tony Bynn. Tony Bynn came right up here, sat on the trailer all day, and when he went and hit that track, goddammit, he made a move. He didn't fuck around. He went down that track, goddamn it, like he went down that go down that track every day. You understand me?
Yeah, I mean, you know.
So I guess Tony must be a better tuner than them.
I can almost explain that, Eddie, just right away. You want to know?
Yeah, he know what he's doing. That's the only way
you
can explain it.
You know why?
Real
wild. Listen. All you got to do is pay attention to the people that be there. Your car sit at home for 2 weeks on the trailer in the garage. Don't bring that bitch to the track and work on it. You see what
You're
I'm
right.
saying? Your shit's supposed to be, your shit, when you pull it off the trailer, out the trailer, your shit is supposed to be ready to run.
Yeah.
And I watch it all the time. And that's when I came up with that saying, niggas under the hood, car ain't no good.
Car ain't no good.
Well, Chuck, it's like this here. When you come to the track, all you should have to do is maybe check your tire pressure. The battery should be charged. The goddamn gas should be full. All this should be done at the garage. Fuck, you got to come
man,
to the track
and
work on the car.
On me, man.
Hey,
kid just stole on me. Damn, I should have
done. Exactly. So why should you show up at the track at 1 o'clock and your first pass don't be the 5:30? Motherfucker, you don't run at 5:30, come to the track at 5.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Your car should be ready. I can understand some shit.
Well, I gotta get there early, man. I gotta set the grill up and shit because people will be hungry.
Well, I mean, you know, you do what you gotta do, but ain't no way in the world you're supposed to come to the track and work on your car for 3 hours.
I see
That's
so many people come to the track. They got to jack him up. They got to change tires. They got to check the rear end. They got to pull the valve covers off and check the rockers and shit. All this shit should be done at the garage.
Yeah, well. All you got to do is pay attention.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Pre-maintenance definitely should be at the garage, but if you just happen to get there and something minor happened and you don't want to just take your car back home, then, yeah, I can understand you trying to straighten a little something out just so you can have some fun. But like you said, if it's a major work to be done, it should be done before you come out.
All you got to do, like I said, just pay attention when the track open. They have them when everybody there. Watch how many motherfuckers get there early enough and they car don't go down track for 3-4 hours.
Yep.
That's all. Just watch. You'll know the motherfuckers that's ready to race.
Most definitely will.
Yeah. That's why I'd be glad when Rob come back out there, man, because Rob don't play, boy. He run up and down that track all day long. Yeah.
Not all motor, Rob.
Yeah, all motor. Hold on.
Hey, that's for who
Eddie, I see why your ratings don't be shit. I see why your ratings ain't
shit. Oh, shit. I had a preacher, boy, man. I apologize.
That pull over. Yeah. Should be in there.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I don't know why you missed that second name.
You heard anything?
No, I've been kind of quiet. I know a couple people for sure got their cars ready. They just waiting on the weather. And
Yeah,
it's going to be a couple old schoolers making a comeback this year. I ain't going to mention their names because you never know in case they get cold feet at the last minute. But it's definitely going to be some surprises out here this year. Definitely going to happen.
Wow.
Hey, but like you guys were saying, I kind of see that, man. I remember coming out there and somebody was actually putting a transmission in their car at the track. And they knew the trance was bad when they were at home. I couldn't
before
understand that.
That had to be some of the craziest stuff
I had seen.
Don't say that, Mark.
Wow.
Yeah. I thought that was crazy, kid. But, I mean, it ain't my car. I ain't doing the work,
Mark,
so I can't,
Mark, I had to put it in at the track before, man. It broke. But listen,
hey,
some people come out there and
hold on,
doing their car.
Now see what you just said. Now, if another person was at the track, but you didn't come to the track, put your trans in. Your trans broke at the track, right?
Yeah, I broke at the track and had to fix it.
All right, well, see, I ain't talking about
you. Now, he's saying these people, listen. He said these people was broke before they came to the track. They knew it.
Before they left home.
I went to the Grove. I had just put the motor in, hadn't buckled the trans or tightened the converter up, went all the way to the Grove and got to the Grove and finished buckling everything up and made some shakedowns.
Oh, okay.
Okay. It's test and tune, man. Sometimes you're just going to play with your car. Every time you go, you ain't going to be in no
traffic. Yeah, that's right.
You're not trying to race nobody. It's to
your
discretion.
That's what test and tune exactly for. Yeah.
That's what
some of these races they
be throwing. When somebody have a show and these cars show up and they don't be engaging, they come to test and tune and they just
that's
what's the word I want to use? They just being there to support. They giving you their money, they running up and down the track, they showing up, they supporting you. But y'all keep bashing a lot of them too because they showing tail and cars showing, at least they showing up and supporting you. They might not
want to
run like shit, or they don't
want to
race nobody.
Yeah. No, they just want to test it so when they do race, they got it right. That's right. That's what testing tool
is
for.
Right.
You can't do it on the street. You can't find out on the street.
Talking about the track.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah,
you're right.
Good point. Good point.
You know, they
got miles. Listen, like Rob, like back-ass Rob. He don't never show up at an event, so he's not even giving you his little money to get in the track, the race. But the fact is, when he comes to the track, he's giving them his little $20 and $30 and $40 to make test passes. Oh, well, let him do what he wants to do his shit.
That's
you know what y'all be talking about, that bitch racing. You know your grudge racers, and you know the motherfucker that like to run up and down the track. You know the motherfucker that's going to run their mouth and just talk about drag racing. You put everybody in their category.
Oh,
you've
yeah.
been doing this too motherfucking long to let the shit bother you. You know the motherfucker that wag their ass when they that pressure stuck to their ass, and they ain't going to go. So it ain't nothing to talk about. Just be thankful that the tracks are still open for us to race and look for the newcomers to, you know, start racing. The ones that do and the ones that don't.
Oh, yeah.
It's not going to change anything.
I agree with you 100%, Freak Boy. I agree with you 100%.
Y'all argue about the same shit. Y'all argue about the same shit over and over again, but you motherfuckers know who is who, what is what. You know the one that's going to leak oil before he even bring a tire to the trailer. You know this motherfucker going to leak oil because it's some junk. Look for
oil.
You know this motherfucker going to throw a rod because he used to throw a rod.
Quit talking about little Jimmy, man. Quit talking about little Jimmy.
Hey, man, it is what it is. Hey, listen. Half of the motherfuckers, when we go to the track and we sit up there against that wall, we be betting on, I bet he going to blow the tire. I bet you he ain't going to make a full pass. He ain't going to go all the way through. We know he gonna leak oil, cause we so used to seeing the same motherfucker do the same shit every year. This motherfucker that had a trans leak for 10 years. He buy new tires before he gets a trans leak. We know this. When we see you come to the track, Eddie, we can bet if Eddie say we coming to the track, we know you got your barbecue grill. We know you ain't got no gas in the car, but you'll bring the car, so show and tell. We know you're going to bring a grill to me.
Damn right.
And we know these things. So if we're hungry, we're going after Eddie. Y'all cook it, Eddie. Yeah. Eddie, you're going to race with me. That's a dumb question.
Come on, get it.
No, Eddie is not going to race.
Come on, get it.
Motherfucker can't race when he won't charge his battery up before he comes to the track. See it.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no use you
hey, man, my battery is charged before I came, man. It ran down messing with the cop, man.
Now, hold on. This is the dumbest thing in the world that really, I'm tired of hearing them say it over and over again. We know Sham has a show. We know Sham don't race at his show. Why the fuck you steady bashing the man about racing? It's wasting your breath. Leave him alone. Let him collect. Let him get on there and say the real, whatever the hell he said, it's the real show, whatever the fuck he be saying. That's it. Let him do his announcing. Because he's
good.
Not going to race.
Oh,
good.
Man, not,
he's just telling you what
not too good.
He's just telling you what program you done came to.
Mm-hmm.
If he catches his brother trying to race, he might stand in front of the car and get ran over. We don't go.
Damn.
We're not going.
Oh, man.
I believe
Sherman's gonna do some racing this year. I think Sherman's gonna do some racing this year. He looked pretty good last year.
I ain't gonna lie to you. Sherman wanna race bad as hell, but he gonna have to jump camp because goddamn his man gonna stand in front of the car. He cute.
Oh man.
How long you been
holding that in, yeah. Preacher boy?
I've been watching, man. Sherman wanna race.
Yeah.
He gonna have to if he wanna race. He wanna race so bad, and I'm beautiful wanna race. But long as they letting Sam book the race,
they ain't going. No, man. Hell no.
Yeah.
Tidy Bowl, now listen now. Tidy Bowl read the race. Tidy Bowl nuts are hot. Tidy Bowl coming out. He's gonna take some ass whooping or get some ass whooping there.
Mm-hmm.
All you gotta do is watch your people who's trying to do something. Linger. Y'all going to get to celebrate a lot of newcomers trying to race. They see wet.
Yeah, man.
Tiny Bone got his ankles wet now. He's ready to dip in. So Tiny Bone go to every track. He goes places. Sometimes he takes his car, and sometimes he just watches. He's ready to jump in the rope now. He's ready to jump in. He can swim a little bit.
Yeah.
Sherman wants to go bad as a motherfucker, boy. Sherman getting tired of motherfuckers bashing him. He ready to get an ass woman to give a ass woman.
Let me ask you something, preacher boy. Say you in the crew and you ready to go at somebody's ass, but your crew stopping you. What you gonna do? Listen to the crew or you going at that nigga ass? Which one
you
gonna do?
You can't ask me that, cause the fuck we love me personally. Hey, get the fuck back. This is my money, my car. Move out my way. Let me do what I do. You can't ask me that though. See, cause you know why you can't ask me that? Cause ain't no motherfucker done bought me no spark plug, no wires, tell me shit.
Oh man.
So move the fuck out of my way.
Lord have mercy.
You don't see a motherfucker. You don't see a motherfucker help me unload this bitch. Go into the track. Get it in the track, bag it out the truck. I asked another motherfucker to drive the golf cart. Anybody want to ride a golf cart today? I just need you to bring me back. See? You have to understand, when another motherfucker that gave you something, he feel he got a right to speak up on something, no go sometimes. I done had motherfuckers tell me, man, you can't win. You can't win. No, you can't bet me. Mind your business. Now, when I got my ass whooped, I knew I shouldn't have been racing, but I told them people I came to race. Paid the lock up. Everybody told me, and the car told me, hey, man, we ain't ready. Hey, boss, we ain't ready. We ain't ready. I'm like, fuck that shit. They went past the gun line, boss. We got to shoot our shot. That I ass whooped. Well, I got my ass whooped, because ain't nobody else going to claim the ass whooped but me.
Yes, sir.
See, and what's funny about that is everybody talk about the loser, but in reality, I came in second place because didn't nobody else want to race.
Oh, yeah.
What made me a loser because I came in second place? I just didn't win. I came in second place. Now, you got these motherfucking third and fourth place motherfuckers on the sideline sucking dick and trying to race.
Oh, man, not the Johnsonville.
You fuck around and blow up and your wheel fall off your car, you run to the wall. As soon as you get out there, he'll open your car door and say, you want to race? He just seen you down there dead in the car. You want to race?
Man.
Yeah.
You know where you're going?
Hey. I ain't gonna tell you no lie, but when they found out I lost my leg, you should have heard the niggas drawing on me. Hey, preacher, what, you wanna race?
Yeah. Coming out of the woodwork on you, man.
They said, which leg did you lose? I said, my right leg. They said, that's what they said. I said, yeah, what you wanna do? You wanna lock it? You know, when they see me drive with that left leg, they like, oh, wait a minute, see that damn fool long.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Preach, let me ask you, man. You and the principal going to settle y'all differences this year?
Hell, why would you ask that? You need to ask him. You need to ask him that. If you sure.
Well, I mean, I know you going to go. I know you going to go.
Then, ain't no use you asking me then.
Hey, Big Ma.
All he got to
Big
do
Ma.
Is just
yes, sir,
in, come run off the ramp, and we going to go do what we need to do.
You asking the wrong motherfucking question, Big Mark. You supposed to ask him who's the strongest, the south side or the west side?
Now, let me help you out. You don't supposed to ask me that. You want to know why you ain't going to ask me that? Why did I get a check from? Now, when I ask y'all all to put names in the bucket and draw from that bucket, everybody like, no. We won't do this. I ain't got nothing else to say. I told them, put names in the bucket. If you draw somebody you don't want, give them $200. Put your name back in the bucket.
I've been I've been hearing about they got a little battle between the west side and the south side. So I want to see.
But Sam brought that. Listen, Sam always bring that up, but he ain't gonna put his name in them buckets. I told you, put your name in them buckets. Make a west side bucket and a south side bucket. Put the names in there. If you pull somebody you don't want to race, you got to give that person $200 and put the names back in the bucket and shake it up again and draw again. Now, you draw that motherfucker again, you got to give him $200 again.
Okay. I just want to see the shit happen. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Like, they can be so, they can make it listen. They can listen. Every car they race can race for a G. Everybody race for $1,000. But if you draw, whoever you draw in that bucket you don't like, you got to give that person $200. If you pick a car that you don't want to tangle with, give him $200. Put the name back in the bucket. We just think that you draw somebody else. But everybody race for $1,000 a car, a piece.
Now, sounds kind of interesting.
And then you get to do it at Shell Race. Listen, you get to do it at Shell Race for the first one.
Hey kid, I like the idea, but he still didn't answer my motherfucking question.
Mm-hmm.
who run this motherfucker, the south side or the west side?
Whoever won down the track the most.
Ooh-wee.
Okay, south side. All right, you answered. All right. You cool.
Ooh-wee. Be careful, Chuck. You know the last time I asked that question, goddammit.
I don't count. Listen, hey, Chuck, I don't count nobody's passing and who they done whooped and who they ain't whooped. You understand?
I just want to know who running shit, south side or the west side. I think the south side running shit.
Oh, shit. You know what happened the last time that shit went out like that?
You
got to
understand.
It's
me and y'all out south.
The west, what happened?
Huh? I got 100,000 cars
outside,
and half of them scared as fuck.
Motherfucker, y'all got more cars than we got.
No, we don't.
What the fuck if you don't?
Oh, shit.
Y'all got some shit. Like this, preacher boy. Y'all got the same amount of cars on the west side that want to race than the south side. Y'all got the same amount.
Y'all got more people out south, man. It's more cars out south than it is out west, man.
I can't see that. It's cars all over the motherfucking place.
Listen, get your pen in. Can y'all start naming the cars out west and name the cars out south? I'm gonna show y'all.
I ain't naming nobody cars because I ain't paying attention to them.
You got to be paying attention. You just said the west side.
I'm just saying. I know the everyday racing motherfuckers. I know the everyday racing motherfuckers. But y'all got a lot of cars out there, man.
What the? Make people race their tow vehicles and everything.
Well, Chuck, the west side bigger than the south side too. Now it got more space.
No. They ain't got more space.
We just got more.
Man, look at what all the west side cover, man.
I'm going to tell you what the west side got better. The west side got better aim at a nigga when he after him. We got a little better weather on our side because y'all closer to the lake.
Damn, I just gonna open up somebody and they move before I can hit the button.
No, we got a little more area than the west side, Eddie. But they got plenty of cars on that motherfucker.
Yeah, they do.
Y'all got a bunch
they
of car lots that y'all see your cars on.
But you better stop talking like that, Chuck. You know what happened last time? Goddamn it, Drag. Come on here. Goddamn it, ran everybody off the phone.
I still
represent the West Side.
You said what?
South Side.
West Side. The best side, West Side. South Side did good last year, so they did good. Can't take it away from them. They did good. Especially the South Side upheld us going out of town.
Indiana, South Side is the biggest giraffe.
I think my opinion, there's more cars on the South Side than it is the West Side.
I won't be able to get the most cars, but to say the West Side is bigger than the South Side, you can set the West Side inside the South Side. South Side, then we stretch to Indiana. Instead of going further south.
They consider the North Side, though. The West Side.
But we still don't have more cars than they do.
Even if you added the North Side, we still wouldn't be as big as the South Side.
More cars on the South Side than it is the West
Side. That's all I was trying to tell them.
South Side stretching so far south. Now you don't have to go south to get you no wild game anymore. You can go in your backyard and get them now.
We hardcore West Side. We grew up on the West Side. Always been West Side. But bro, let me tell you something. The West Side is more expensive to live on the West Side, and I'm not saying nothing about nobody's finances. Property values on the West Side is way more than the South Side. And you get way more property on the South Side for less money. That makes a person.
I don't know about that.
It
all depends on what hood you're in.
It all depends on where you at.
Well, I'm thinking of the suburbs. I'm not gonna live nowhere but in the suburbs. You know, but when it comes to the south suburbs and the west suburbs. It's down there $100,000 difference in the property, what you can get for one property opposed to one area. That same property, basically the same thing, is almost $100,000 more on the west.
That's because the West Side is prime material, prime state.
They won't pay us back.
I'm not even trying to be funny. This time I'm being serious. And Chuck just said it. They want their property. Most of the West Side property is considered prime area. But you could see this coming. Early 90s when they
Brother
built
D,
right there in Washington.
What's the lakefront then on the South Side?
Prime. They just stretched it further west.
And that stuff is more expensive. It's more expensive by the lake too. It's more expensive.
It's called prime. It's prime area. Remember, I said I'm not even being funny. Right. I'm being serious.
It's just like
in the early 90s, they built some homes in Washington in between California and Western, and they called them affordable homes. And at that time, we had never seen it $200,000 or $300,000 homes on the West Side. I see it right then. I said they're trying to take over all the time. And that's what they're doing.
You see how Lake Street looks now. See, it ain't none of us down there no more.
Ain't none of us down there. Exactly.
Hey, Chuck, you
can go down Western, right between Harrison and Roosevelt. You see them walking their little poodles and look.
Yeah,
see the dogs. They walk in the dog garage. They done moved in.
Bronzeville area. They moving in over there.
I started calling it in removal back in the late 80s, early 90s when they built them homes in Washington. I said, this is, I'm sure it's something else.
On Harrison, they
mother,
all them new houses over there.
Look, my mother and I, we had a townhouse in Glendale Heights in the 80s. It was $1,500 a month just to rent. I got a guy I used to work with in 99. He bought a townhouse in the same area, and his note was $800 a month. Now, you said, what you mean? What you talking about, D? Why was it half? Because they was trying to remove you out the city. They wanted to get you out the city and get you in the suburbs. They push you further west, and they constantly taking the west side away from you. And the more they get, the more you never get back.
Well, all I can say, everybody on the phone, I ain't mad you motherfuckers from the west side moving out south. Y'all still cool with me. Yeah.
West side for life. West side
but like
for
I
life.
Said,
West side for life.
Just get a listen to me. If y'all just get a bucket,
hey, Chuck, I could have had my way.
Put names in the bucket.
I would have moved
west. Go ahead,
man. I ain't mean to cut you off with you, boy. I was just trying to answer Chuck for 2 minutes coming. Trust me. Trust and believe. If I could have afforded to move west, I would have moved west. I could.
I
looked for houses in the west suburbs. For 6 months almost, bro. Come right out south, you know, in the south suburbs, and found more house than I could have got there for almost $100,000 less. It's a no-brainer, man.
Hey, you got to make the best move for you.
Yep. Hey, Greg, you out south now, man? You out south now, Greg? I bought a house.
Well, you got a holiday in Southside. Go ahead, drag Southside.
Westside. Hey, I can look out the window right now and see the highway. See Interstate 80. Can't a kid been to my house?
Wow.
He right out by me, man.
Yeah. Kid live 5 minutes from you. Shit.
Yeah, I moved to Lansing, bro. We still own the property.
Yeah,
in the west suburbs, it's rented now.
Right.
Yeah,
man,
I just couldn't afford it, man. We run out of space, and I could not afford to buy a house in the west suburbs. Couldn't afford it, bro.
Yeah.
So we went solid. We bought us a house, everything we wanted, right here in Lansing. Sure did.
Oh, Greg.
Full, right next to Cal City. Yeah, that's
right
what our kids told
City,
me. Cal City right down the street from me. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right next to me and kids.
I'm 3 minutes old man from down the border going over in the air.
Hey.
Yeah, man.
Hey, I know another west side and on the south side. He might not want me to. Nah, I ain't talking about kids. I'm talking about Dee Dee.
Oh, man.
What?
Yep.
Dee Dee right down the street from
me. Yeah.
Wow. Right
that goddamn
wow.
Cal.
Hey, every kid. Kid west side, he on the south side.
Oh, man.
And, bro, I ain't never, ever lived on the south side. Never, ever.
Oh, boy.
Never. My first time on the property.
Yeah.
I did own a property in Chicago Heights, but I bought it and sold it. But I've never lived on the south side. Never.
Hey, hey, Dre. Hey, Dre, my family, my wife's family, when they migrated from the south to the north, they moved on the west side of Chicago. I still got a lot of family over there. And then some of them started coming out south. That's how I ended up out south.
Two over this way. I got a niece that lived right off of me, right from me on Bernice. my niece, my one of my older brother's daughters, got 3 units, you know, over here. You know,
not transfer.
Huh?
You said Bernice just left her.
I'm by transfer. I ain't far from transfer. I see that song on every day when I drive past.
Yeah.
Hey, Drag.
Yeah.
I don't know what kid house is, but if I wanted to catch kid, all I got to do is hang out in the parking lot of AP Deli at least 2, maybe 3 days, and that mother going to come up there. I got it.
You got to have him a coffee.
Hey, Eddie, you could have called me that Thursday. You should have called me that yesterday.
Yeah, yep. Boy.
And I had to go where it was affordable. You know, I can't do nothing on the level that I've been doing it on, because it would have changed our style of living. You know what I'm saying? We just couldn't do it. Our little house, the house that we got rented out, brother, one bedroom, and it's on a really nice lot in a really decent area. That mug is worth more than the house we just bought. And on the west side, the rent that we get from a one bedroom, bro, leaves us only have to pay $180 with our mortgage. So I mean,
that's great.
We had to put $182 with our mortgage, you know, for something that's 3 bedroom, 4 basement, 4 big side drive, 3-car garage, everything, man. Big front room, big bedroom with bathroom in the bedroom, everything. I mean, it's a no-brainer for us, man.
Oh, that's just like racing a Buick. It's a no-brainer. You know, it's like racing a Buick.
Yeah.
Hey, Dre.
Yes.
I just got a text from Cal. He said if he catch you back up there at the shrimp joint, you gonna have to buy him some shrimps.
He talking about what's the name down there on Calumet?
Yeah.
What's the name of Bob? Man, them mug got a bomb over there. They got a bomb over there, boy. Me and Jeanette, we go once a week over there. Hey,
kid, next time you're at the track cooking, kid, you know how to make it over to my Suburban. There's always some fresh Vienna corned beef in there. Drag can tell you.
Joe is.
Oh, hey, yeah.
Kid, you trying to get me a
job? Kid don't want no Vienna corned beef, man. It's a whole different taste.
Hey,
you
kid.
Better tell him, man. Yeah, what up, Chuck? I mean, Cal.
I don't want to get in no trouble. I already had a South Sider and a West Sider calling me earlier today.
Oh, man.
Hey, kid, yeah, I done figured out how to go to Walmart. I ain't got to go to Torn. I done got done figured
yeah,
out.
Yeah, I told you, you can go right up under the bridge down there.
That's exactly what we did the other day, me and my
yep.
wife. We were like, hey, that's 3 minutes from the house.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, I like it. I like it. Because I drive anyway. You know, so anything I got to do is by phone. And I make
and
my deals by phone.
Yeah. If you don't like that one, you can. If you don't like that one, Drag, you can always get on Eastbound 8 and come off at Indianapolis Boulevard. They got one.
Come off. My buddy Richie live right there by that one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody said something. They said,
"Drag."
Yeah.
Yeah, that was me. I said, "Yeah, you right over there by Dixie Kitchen. You ever been there yet?"
Where Dixie Kitchen at?
It's right there on Thomas, right south of 80.
Yeah, I know where it's at. Yeah, I used to go there with Big Kevin.
That's the place on Torrance.
169.
Yeah. 169.
Yeah, 169.
I was just going
to
tell you about it.
Yeah.
It used to be on the north side of Torrance. Now it's on the south side of Torrance.
Okay.
Oh,
hey, you know where else? I'm almost walking distance from the general store.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
I used to come all the way from the west side to go to the general store.
Hey, Eddie.
You meant
you used to be on the north side of 80 on Torrance. It's on the south side.
On the north side of 80 on Torrance, right. Now it's on the south side of 80, right. What I say? Yeah. What did I say, Cal? See, I said something different.
Well, you said the north side of Torrance and south side.
I said it used to be on the north side. You know I've been on that machine all day, man.
Thorns run north and south.
Well, you know, Cal knew what I meant. So that's all it. That's all it. Cal knew what I meant.
Motherfuckers on the west side don't know.
You
would have
got lost. You would have got lost. Cal know what I meant.
Well, I'm here
Thank
to correct
you,
Cal, your
man. Thank you, man.
Cal, like your ass.
Yeah,
I don't like
that. Damn. I appreciate it, Cal.
No problem, Eddie. No problem.
Yeah, man.
Man.
Hey, can somebody go by the other mine and bring me some fried green tomatoes up here to the nursing home, man? Somebody go get some fried green tomatoes. I ain't had none in a couple of years, my man. They got them up in there.
You won't get none
tomorrow.
Hey, Eddie,
my wife cooked me those. My wife cooked me fried green tomatoes, Eddie.
Yeah, my wife will too sometimes, but she ain't cooked them in a long time.
Yep, I got
she's making a problem, so I just go.
Eddie.
Yes, sir.
You said you in a nursing home? You in a nursing home?
Man, I done been in the hospital nursing home since September.
I
go
didn't
home
know that.
Wednesday,
I knew you was
I
in the hospital
Wednesday.
One while, but I thought you had got out.
I had got out the nursing home back in December. I was at home for one weekend and ended up coming right back.
Hmm.
But I'm going home again Wednesday. I'm trying it again.
Wednesday? Wednesday.
Yeah, I'll get out of here Wednesday.
Eddie ain't going home because I can drive by his motherfucking house. He going to find himself back in. Y'all know what happened.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I got a lot better now.
Listen, Eddie.
That's what.
Eddie, now y'all going to see each other.
Yeah.
Get them buckets, like I said. Put them south side in one bucket. West side in another bucket and add the cars up and go to work.
Oh, yeah. That
sounds
good.
Good idea.
That sounds good. Yeah.
I like that.
Really, it's just a robbery.
We got to find out when to get close to time. When to get close to time, we got to find out how many cars from the west side, how many car from the south side willing to participate.
Don't do it that way. The way you're doing it, you find out who want to participate in it. Everybody come over with $1,000 for their car. But if you start putting names in there, and these people ain't got the money or they don't want to be in it. You have to ask who wants to be in it.
Yeah, well, you know, they ain't going
to
want to run at the local track. Fast boys.
And you know what, Greg? You're exactly right. So I'm not even in this motherfucking fight, but I got a good suggestion for all them that want to do it. Take that shit to Cordova. Every cop can make it down the track at Cordova and get it on.
Mm-hmm. Yep, you're 100% right there. But then you're going to have the ones that don't want to travel that far. Cordova really not
Come on,
that
man.
Far, but Yeah, act like
yourself. Cordova
man,
ain't nowhere, man. It ain't even 100
miles.
It ain't even 2 hours away from us.
But they will act like it's 1 million miles. I'm telling you, bro.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just putting my little...
And then while you're out there, you can go fishing. You can get to the Jack Salmon out the water over there.
Oh, man. Not the Mississippi River.
Yeah.
Now, that track will be anybody... And it can take any kind of car that run down that motherfucker.
Hey, man.
And one thing about Cordova, they'll accommodate any type of car you bring.
You know Byron. Wow. You know Byron. Y'all know Byron just redid the starting line. It's on Facebook. They redid the whole starting line. And another thing that a lot of people might not know, Byron, the new owner, is a little tie racer. He runs all of them little tie races. So he's going to be more in tune to want to have a track little tie prepared, you know?
Yeah.
So keep that in mind about Byron. I'm not taking anything away from no other tracks. One thing I'm not going to do is sit around and badmouth a dog them because I don't go there no more. I'm just going to leave it at that. But Byron is
That's right.
Byron has just spent a lot of money to fix the starting line at that track, y'all. And the dude is really serious about getting it right.
Right, because he want to have night racing. He bought a generator for night racing, y'all.
And he bought that, he got that WDS or WRS small tie series. See, that stuff done left Cordova.
WDRA.
Byron now. Whatever they call it.
WDRA.
Oh, yeah. Shit. Yeah. Look at my board.
He's going to have a lot of different races.
Yep.
Well, whatever happened, I hope they get it on.
Yep.
And he's going to have the Street Outlaws there, too. He's going to try to have them start coming to him.
Man, we should run up there and whoop their ass. We go up there and whoop their ass when they come.
Before
they became, you know what I'm saying, a big item, they was for the pickings. But them boys, they the real deal now.
Real seven, Michael.
They
down
for baby brothers.
Why didn't you tell
him?
Man,
there
must have
to
wait after
that.
Oh, somebody got
background
noise.
If you go to Rockford, you can go fishing that too. Big Ed.
That's what I said. You can pick up some. But I'd be scared to go fishing out there because them motherfuckers, that boy, you get out there and don't get out of it before dark.
They
ain't gonna do nothing to you. You're just scared, boy.
Don't
trust it. You're just scared. Because we just spent the night out there. We just spent the night out there and walked over there where they fish at.
I don't know, it just looks scary then because it looks like when you're coming in, they be sitting there watching you go in. And then they watch you going out.
I ain't never seen no problem over there, you know. And every race that I gave there,
I know
we stayed the night. We stayed the night. They never know. And that track got showered. They got showered.
They still got the shower. Yeah, they sure got showered.
Yeah, they got showers there. So I mean, you stay overnight, you can get in the shower.
Yeah, well, if the showers get overcrowded, you can always walk across the street to the river. Just dive in.
Hey, Greg, you wanna announce your race, man? You know we need to start talking about this stuff early, even if we ain't got all the information yet.
We got August 5th and 6th. We got the Big Greg's 15th annual. Grudge Race Weekend featuring Little Tire Shootout, B Class Little Tire Shootout, and we also got the Daily Driver Shootout, and we got the Golf Cart Shootout. We're gonna be at Byron Dragway August 5th and 6th. You can spend the night, free food all day on Sunday. All day till it runs out. Free food and drinks, non-alcoholic beverages. Grudge racing is always a priority at any race that I promote. And, man, hopefully we're going to have a really good surface for these guys that likes to run the radio tires. We should be able to get them down the track as well. You know, the new owner of the track is working with me with just about anything I call him about or anything that we want to do, and he's open to ideas and suggestions. So, again, that's August the 5th and 6th, 2023.
August the 5th and 6th.
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Yes, sir. Great deal. Great deal. I want to also announce to y'all, I hope y'all be interested and really think hard about, you know, getting involved, because it's going to be a first for us. Clock Soft presents in June 16th and 17th, Friday, Saturday, and all-day testing tune Sunday. We're having a shootout. It begins on Saturday, the 17th. $10,000 payout. Most likely it's going to be a nice little pot on top of it, determining on how many cars get in that, you know, where the pot going to end up at. $10,000 shootout.
What type of cars, Eddie? What type of cars, Eddie?
I'm going to get to that. Anything on 29s or smaller. $500 buy-in. Stock suspension style cars. Heads up, Pro Tree, 8th Mile. We also having a daily driver shootout. $250 buy-in, $5,000 payout, no cage, full interior, full interior, full exhaust, heads up, Pro Tree, 1/4 mile out the back door. And like Drag said, grudge racing is always a priority. Anytime you got a grudge race, come tap somebody on the shoulder, get in the grudge race line, and it's going to be your thing. So I hope y'all think about it. We ain't through with all the details. And as we learn and sort it out, we got all the way up to June. And as we sort it out, we'll inform everybody of the new details also.
Good deal.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you. Yes, sir. So we're going to try to do some things. Somebody got a kid in the background.
Hey,
we can deal with it. We can deal with it if y'all got to have a mic over y'all talking. Don't worry about it.
Hey, Eddie, let me ask Preacher Boy, since I didn't hear about these South Side versus West Side, like, they got, what, 3 cars from each side or 5 or what? What's the deal?
I think they were trying to go with 5, Chuck. 5 apiece.
Hey,
look, it was picking that.
It's 5 cars.
That was 3 look. 3 look against Satan.
That wasn't.
Oh, you ain't in that one?
I don't think they
was
going to participate because they
that
ain't
was three
going
to Vaughn.
No, it's three Lugs
Vaughn.
And us, man. 3 Lugs and Vaughn.
Right.
Right,
that ain't got nothing to do with us.
Right, it's 5 cars. Our 5 against State 5. The first 3 wins.
Preacher Boy want to be in a shootout, we could do a 2-car shootout. His car and grandson.
Come
on, Vaughn.
Oh, shit.
Vaughn is not mad good slang. You do it.
Man.
Hey, Vaughn, thank you for putting me in that category, though.
Don't
I really appreciate that.
Man.
I ain't never
going to
be mad.
Keep it up, Vaughn. That's good for racing, Vaughn. Keep it up. That's good
any
for racing.
I thought you had enough of that last weekend. You're coming on here being very disrespectful to Preacher Boy.
Hey, Vaughn, you bringing grandson to the local track?
Hey, listen to me. Listen to me, man. He wasn't disrespectful to me.
Grandson
put me in a category with a gorilla.
Yeah, I bring grandson to the local track.
Well, there y'all go.
Like I told him, I catch
him one of the
if I catch him driving, and he punching me what he asked for, I'm going to
little
tie
guy, the toughest little tie guy.
Man, grandson don't look nothing like you, Preacher Boy.
You ain't hear shit I said, man. No, he way worse than me. But if I catch Vaughn driving it behind the wheel, if I catch Vaughn behind the wheel, I'm going to try to tear his ass out.
So I'm asking, Preacher Boy, you wasn't invited to the dance, or you just don't roll with them?
Preacher Boy, Eastside.
I wasn't invited to the dance. I wasn't invited to the dance.
Oh, okay, so if they invite you to the dance, you in, right?
I'm out of my business.
Oh, come on, nah.
Preacher Boy said he's a West Side outlaw.
Right, I don't care where you're
at. He just following suit. Now he's talking about if he catch me driving. Now when he catch me driving, watch, he's going to have another excuse. Watch.
I
don't think that should matter, but that's just my opinion. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. That's just his way to act like he ain't scared to throw something in there. That's all.
Hey,
come on, Juan.
Preacher boy. Y'all know Vaughn gonna be able to move around in a minute now. Y'all better watch out.
Mm-hmm.
He was driving that bitch before.
Hey, big bro, man. Hey, big bro. It shouldn't matter because the truth of the matter is I discussed it with Preacher Boy before. You trying to run the car. When you start trying to that you think can't drive the car, you afraid of that car, so you trying to run the driver. You trying to run the car. That who drive the car shouldn't matter. That shouldn't make a difference.
It do for me.
It do with a lot of people. I said on what I said. It shouldn't make a difference.
Well, he gonna get his wish. That's his safe haven because you know I ain't at the track, so that's his safe haven.
Oh, man.
That's my safe haven. Thank you, Vaughn.
But when I see you at the track, goddamn, you better not pull that motherfucker off the trailer, goddamn. I'm going to park where you park at. You better not pull that bitch off the trailer.
Damn.
You going to block his trailer? You saying you going to block his trailer?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to leave him alone. We ain't got locked in, but I'll leave him alone, Drag, if he give me a couple hundred. I'll leave him alone. We ain't need a lot of kids.
Come on, Vaughn. They call that extortion, Vaughn. They call that extortion.
Hey, Drag, I'm going to shake him off like a skunk through funk. He going to leave me alone. Listen, I'm going to shake his ass off like a skunk through funk. He going to leave me alone.
Ooh-wee. Damn, Vaughn, you get like them two
one
off.
One thing about this situation, hey, you get to say whatever you want when you ain't doing nothing.
Vaughn, you getting like them two Phoenix police officers. You getting like them two Phoenix police officers. You're extorting folks.
You better be careful. I talked to James Black 2 days ago.
Hey, you see what happened
last year?
You see what happened to them?
After they beat us, they were talking about, God dog, y'all got the break. We'll get that crawling song on the break. I say, well, we can come back the same week. We'll come back the same week and take the break. Now I talked to him the other day, talking about, well, I got to see you make a hit. I said, you won't see me make one. I'm running you straight off the trailer with that break you told me I got.
It's going to be
trouble.
Well,
tell you,
they even
changed on you.
Hey, they were looking for you today, Vaughn. Hey, Vaughn, James Black was looking for you today. He was looking for you.
He ain't looking for me.
Yeah, he was looking for you. They locked Ryan in. Listen, they locked Ryan in for when we go to Alabama. And then they were looking for you with James Blackcock.
Hey, Preacher Boy.
Yeah.
The motherfucker ain't got to look that far. So if they really look at that Vaughn.
I don't think it's that hard to find.
If they was looking, they'd have found him.
He ain't too hard to find because every time I want to call him, I call Freddie up. Freddie, get him right on the phone. Every time.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Freddie was on the phone. Mr. B was on the phone. Listen, Freddie and Mr. B was on the phone. And the boy locked in earlier with somebody from Detroit. And then they were talking about James Black got on the phone and said, get Vaughn on the phone. And nobody called him.
So that means they really didn't want to find him.
Yeah, but the whole...
I was in the bushes like I'm always in the bushes this time.
Oh, shit. Preacher boy, that ain't... You bring up black all you want. That ain't going to get me off your tail.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Hey, listen to me. If I can't get you on the list, you ain't got nothing to worry about. See, you already told me y'all gonna run me with the little car. What's the little car name? When I beat Lil Mo ass, you can bring Grandson, cause you gonna need somebody to protect him. And then when I pull you over,
you just stay coming up with other excuses. First is if I drive, now you gonna raise Lil Mo first. You don't know what you wanna do. They say you don't want no smoke.
Man,
that's all. That's easy.
You
want
me with a little more, man.
Wait.
It's easy. It's
easy to
say y'all want
run
no smoke.
How you gonna run, little
more? I said I'm gonna have to run you with a little more because I know you scared of grandson. That's what I said.
Run me head up with a little more. That's what you said, man.
Yeah, that's what I said.
No.
I said I'm gonna have to run you.
And I said thank you. Don't change the way you're saying.
I'm not saying no. You wanted to be what you said. I knew you were scared of the grass. I said, motherfucker, I'm gonna have to run your ass with a little more head up at that because you scared of grass, sir. You know how I was saying.
Let me go back and see what you text me. That ain't how you said. You said I'm gonna run your head up with a little more, and I said thank you.
Man.
I didn't even make no farther to 65. I said thank you.
Hey, if you got a text from me, that means you want to answer my phone call. So erase that shit. Scary ass boy.
Listen to me, man.
Damn.
Put your big fans on. I'm going to pull y'all asses up. Hey, you don't hear me barking. You don't hear me telling nothing to nobody. I'm just watching. I'm
in the bushes. Remember that. That's where you better stay when we come out. Stay in the bushes. It ain't safe.
I don't even know who the fuck we is. I don't give two fucks about y'all, really, to be honest.
Yo, what's your mouth saying,
man?
Oh, man.
I will take that blue truck and gamble with him.
Well, listen, I'm going to take that blue truck and I'll gamble with that grandson. What you asking for? I'm going to make him take that blue truck. And fan y'all ass, but I don't know.
We
got a moment of silence. It's quiet now.
Yeah, it's
quiet. You ain't home, man. We gonna be waiting on you. That's one thing about us. We gonna be waiting on you. You ain't gonna be waiting on us.
I said we'll take that blue truck and beat the fuck out of you. I ain't gonna say shit.
Okay, and I said we gonna be waiting on you. I said we gonna be waiting on you. I guarantee you, we be out racing before that blue truck be out racing.
Probably will.
Oh.
He ain't gonna run to the season start.
No, man.
He'll be gone in April somewhere trying to race.
Pretty boy.
Yeah.
You know Carlos won that thing, right? I don't want to talk all about it, but he won that deal.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I tell you about Drag. Just call me on the back burner, because I told him the retired. I told the other half to quit anyway, but I knew he wasn't going to win.
I don't even know why would he even come at his own family like that, but Carlos won.
Hey, man, because I'm so glad he did. Because it was going to be bullshit,
yeah.
But the boy lost so much money fucking with the lawyer.
Yep, sure has. And now he done lost his doggone any
money.
Type of respect that anybody going to give him because them dudes at the track going to be looking at him crazy.
Yep. It sure is.
He was ignorant, man. It was just ignorant. He thought he was trying to come up off his brother. This ain't got nothing to do with the old man. You see what I'm saying? Because that stuff belonged to this brother, not to the old man. But, you know, Carlos won, though. He called me the other day. He's happy.
I told them they could have left that shit alone when it started.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's going to be some good drag racing now.
Yeah, he already called me on parts, And I got to go to Glass Tech for him the week, beginning of the week, and pick up some more stuff for him. He really got dug. That lit his fire, you know. He back won the race now.
So he finna get the doors. So you going to pick the doors up for him?
I'm going to get the hood for the other car he got. And he did order the doors the other day, yes.
Yeah, I told him I would have got them for him cheaper.
Yeah, they wanted G for him at Glass Tech.
Right, at Glass Tech. I could have got them cheaper for him, but, hey, he didn't already order them. It's too late.
Yeah, he ordered them the other day.
Well, now you can get them cheap for me, preacher boy. I want a whole fiberglass car now. Everything fiberglass.
Oh man!
Uh-oh.
Hey, Jeremiah, don't mess around. We got a fiberglass Cadillac body. We got a whole complete carbon fiber Cadillac body right now.
Sure do. Maroon.
Really? Got the complete body, the front end, the doors, and the trunk.
Send me some pictures of it, for a Cadillac.
I gotta call Carlos, tell him to send them to me. I'll shoot you some pictures of it.
Yep. It's sure
like
right.
It looks Cadillac. It's like the Cadillac that
people like
had,
the West, not South.
But it's
like,
a two door.
Yeah, like two door. Yeah.
Just like that.
Just like the
I don't know what they call them, CTSs or something, but it's one of them.
Yeah.
All carbon body. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. You know, they bought that car. They bought it from me because they wanted to put it on their GTO. The GTO, they found out that the frame was just messed up, and they didn't have another chance to put it on. So they've been had their body sitting there since they got it from me.
And see, we were going to put it on the Firebird body.
Yeah.
We're going to take the Firebird body off and put it on there.
I'll send you the pictures, Jeremiah. I'm gonna call Carlos and tell him to send me the pictures.
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah, that boy wasted a lot of money, unnecessary money. The money he jacked out with the lawyer's draft. Could have bought a new car, damn stuff, and enjoyed his life. And he
the thing of it is, boy, if he'd have come at his family the right way, he probably would have got what he wanted. You know what I'm saying? Or part of what he wanted. They would have probably gave it to him just called you family. But now, you know, he's going to be considered the black sheep.
Oh, man.
Black sheep.
Not the black sheep.
Oh, man, no, not the black sheep. Right.
I knew it. That's the shit
all you got.
Yeah, I already got a lot of stuff from his daddy. The black sheep. Hey, Drake, yeah, and I already got a lot of stuff out of his daddy dad.
I know it. Yeah.
Is it safe to say we consider everybody in Chicago on horsepower the black sheep for drag racing?
I'm probably considered a black sheep.
I know that whole ass nigga Rob is.
Oh, man.
Better not try now. That's all I got to tell you.
Oh, Lord.
Better not try now.
I don't like that punk.
Y'all got Rob scared
like
to come on my show, man.
I don't like that.
Huh?
Jeremiah, you got Rob scared to come on my show, man. Cut it out.
I say I don't like that pussy having your name in his mouth. I don't like that. I'm going to have to beat his ass for real, man.
Damn, Jeremiah.
He ain't going to run. He just talking. He's talking about running on the motor, man. I ain't studying no small block, nowhere around. Talking about running on the motor. None. I don't care if it's a Chevy, Ford, Chrysler. I don't buy no small blocks in no type of car like we got. No full body cars. It don't got to be the same identical car as me, but any type of a full body car, I don't buy no small blocks.
Really?
Yeah.
I figured you would say that though, Drag. That's why I don't really understand everything he was saying.
Rob just talking. I'm doing. I want to run so bad. I run a song going with Nachos on it. I know I need the lead to win, so I'm gambling. There's no fuck around here with no Nachos. I'm going to whoop. I just don't believe
it. Yes, sir.
And that drag is why you are the true godfather of drag racing.
Hey, I'm getting I'm texting Carlos right now. Jeremiah, tell him to send me the pictures of that body.
Yeah.
Now Jeremiah, don't let Zay hear you saying that the way Zay was talking to drag last night. Now you want to
Zay ain't said nothing out the way. They just got dog and want to make people think he's something he ain't. So you can't buffalo me. You can buffalo them boys that you faster than.
Hey.
But you going to struggle with my slowest car, so he ain't even the problem.
Hey, what you think they want for that body of that car?
Oh, not no lot of money, bro. You can probably buy it pretty reasonable, but I don't want to tell you no number because I don't know. You know, but I'm waiting on him right now. I'm waiting on him to send me the pictures back. Hold on 1 second, y'all.
Simon, you
got the llama? Okay. Yeah. I just sent him a message. He's going to send him to me in a few minutes. I got another buddy of mine just texted me. He wants to see the pictures of it, too. So definitely got that body. And it's been sitting, you know, the old man car. And they thought they could fix it, you know, but kind of found out the chassis was tore up too. And so they never did anything with their bodies.
Hey, Dre, could you imagine a Cadillac with a Ford motor in it?
Oh, that don't matter.
Oh, boy.
You know Perry's boo? You remember that boo Perry had, the one that Bud bought?
Yeah. What was that about 10 years ago?
Yeah, about 4 or 5 years ago. That was a Ford motor when Perry had it. That was a Ford motor in there.
What?
Yeah.
Yep.
The big three, bro. You know what I'm saying? If you got one of the big threes, you got just as good a stuff as any of them because they make parts for them. The only reason that, you know, you got to take old, a Buick, a Cadillac, or a Pontiac and don't run like the big three is because they don't have the parts and stuff for them like they do for the big three.
Yeah. Jeremiah Jones. That looks like everybody's slowing down early tonight. Well, we had a good show going. I sure appreciate it, though.
Hey, Eddie, don't try to pull it. The nursing came in the room. Don't try to get up off the phone.
No. I ain't trying to get off the show at all. But I know if I don't get no action, I'm going to fall asleep on y'all.
Oh, man.
We used to that. Hey,
as
you know, we're
used to that. That don't be me falling asleep now. That'd be Chuck.
Hey, Eddie.
Nobody was
huh?
You and Marv left on the phone, and you be snoring.
Did you hear about the dude that tried to rob the off-duty policeman over there on 90th and Marshfield?
Yeah, it's still the woman.
Yeah, he was wrestling on the ground, and he fucked around and got shot. And I think he died today.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're going to charge the police officer with overkill.
Hell no.
Man, y'all.
He's gonna give her a medal.
Hey,
Jeremiah,
he's
gonna
yesterday's stuff.
Hold on. Hold on, I want to explain something about that overkill. You got some people that get shot 21 times and survive. So it ain't no such thing as no overkill. You don't know which bullet killed him. You know, you don't want to stop until you're dead. Look at Jason. They get right back up and come hit your ass.
Well, that's the reason why most times express like that got to dead in the man, because you don't know. He could have had a vessel. Anything.
Yeah. Overkill is like Laquan McDonald. Overkill is like Laquan McDonald when shot him 16 times and he didn't have no weapon. That's overkill.
Yeah. No weapon.
Yeah.
I don't see them all back. Y'all brought him back.
Somebody you could have made.
Eddie, I'm gonna hang up and call you right back. Let me try to call Carlos. And tell him he may got his phone pinned down where he ain't getting a text message. So I'm gonna call you right back.
All right, you got 11 minutes to call back in before it locked the board up.
Okay. All right.
All right.
You know, you remember the lady? You remember the dude and the girl that was down there and tried to carjack the lady downtown there on Lake Street?
Mm-hmm.
And he wound up getting thrown out of the car and got killed. I wonder if they're going to charge him with overkill.
Come on. Yeah. Thank you.
Hey, Mike, depending on what kind of lawyer they got.
Huh?
I got a hearing now.
They what?
Hey,
Mike.
Well, Vic,
if he could afford a lawyer, you wouldn't have been out there carjacking.
I had to beg my daughter not to buy one of them SRTs and shit like that. I said, don't buy that shit. Buy you something else, something, because them cars hot. They carjacking people for them. Maybe they took you out that car and drove off with the baby, and they had to kill her because she retarded.
Yep. Well, Big Eddie, I don't have no remorse for the motherfucker. Fuck him. Motherfucker get killed, he get killed.
That's all.
For those that
I don't have no remorse for me, kid.
Like the motherfucker that was wrestling with the police officer. He should have goddamn shot him five or six
wrong,
more times. He could have got a chance.
When they wrong.
Fuck
when they wrong, they wrong. Just like when them police wrong. Hey, they wrong. But when they ain't. Thank you. When they wrong, they wrong, man. You know.
I don't have no remorse for these motherfuckers.
Robbing and stealing just ain't nothing I never love to do or never wanted to do so.
Okay, girl.
Yeah, they do what they deserve, whatever comes to them.
Yep.
Probably ain't got to do that.
Nope.
It's hard out here, but man, it's hard for the people that got there what they got too. They didn't go out and rob and steal for it. They worked.
Mm-hmm.
Well, man. Well, ain't nothing going on, man.
Going on, kid.
What's going on, man?
I got a prediction.
Hey.
Somebody's going to be in Chicago this year.
Oh, I did.
What's your prediction, man?
I got a prediction that Jeremiah is going to be the Prince of Chicago this year.
Oh, man, not the Jeremiah.
Yeah, he's going to be the
woke
Prince.
Up.
I can't even lie.
Then you woke up, didn't you?
No, not really.
Jeremiah, you ain't going to run nobody. You're going to run your mouth when the first ass whooping you get, you gonna have three spell ties in that bitch.
Jeremiah, Drag just texted me and told me you should take you a couple of NyQuil's, some Tylenols rather. So you don't woke up with a headache. You don't woke up with a headache.
Hey, Jeremiah. Hey, Jeremiah, check it out. We got this, Jeremiah. We got that motherfucking Fab Mind we'll beat the fuck out you with.
Oh, man.
Hey, and I got a Fab Mind I'll beat the fuck out of you with.
We talking about Jeremiah going to be the greatest.
No, let's act like that. You going to call a friend, phone a friend, motherfucker. I got a friend
with a
fair
mind. I ain't
going to
call a friend. This is somebody I'm with.
I'm not thinking about no Scotty, man.
You think I'm worried about a Scotty, you damn fool?
Yeah, Drag, that's probably more than what I need, Drag.
Yeah. Yes, a pro mock type body. It's all carbon, too, bro. There ain't no fiberglass. It's carbon fiber.
I got a prediction. Wow. Counting all the events, the South Side going to have more wins than the West Side. That's a prediction, too.
Come on.
All these events.
Don't have me to call Terry.
That's because you got your little fast car this past year. You still a sissy, so stand in sissy spot.
Oh, man. Damn, Dre.
Wow. I'm going to get older than you.
I'm on your ass, Drag. I'm on your ass, Drag. Don't worry about it.
Well, you want a behind to be on, because I'll be on yours too, sucker. Then let me get something in your class. I'm gonna be on you like a cheap suit in the rain.
Oh man, that's very tight.
I'm back.
Hey, I like my cheap suit tailor made. I ain't worried about it. You know?
Boy, you gonna look. Hey, you gonna look like God Dog and what's that dude they call him? God Dog can't call his name. Elmer Fudd, God Dog. When I get
oh man.
I ain't worried about it, Jay. I'm gonna leave you blood. David Ruff.
I'm putting me a little nitrous car together right now, but you know it ain't nothing that you can put together and then go out there and say you're ready to race. I got to do like you. I got to do some testing. I got to do some perfecting. So it'll be a while.
Oh, man.
I'm not just calm myself. Plus, it's the last one on the list. I got to finish my Nova and finish my Camaro. Then I get on my nitrous car.
Okay.
Hey, Dad,
y'all got a
girl.
Team. You got Yak and you got the rest of the guys. It's a bunch of y'all. You know, it's just me doing this. So I can't come up with that stuff as fast as y'all can.
Well, you better be ready. Just sit back till you're ready, Drag. By the time you try to come and say the West Side, they're gonna be down already. Probably 5-6 races by the time you come.
Yeah.
That is so disrespectful.
Vaughn, they already gave us Drag anyway. They don't like his ass. Drag with us.
Come
hey,
on, yeah.
Hey, Vaughn, I went to Southside so bad back when I was racing, man, I couldn't get him even speak.
Drag, things change, man.
Yeah, you're right, things change. But I'm gonna do the same thing. I'm gonna do the same thing to
back when you was whooping the South Side, Drag, your TV in the house had a big old fat back on it. I bet you ain't got that fat back no more.
It sure did. But I still
your dresser probably weighed 200 pounds. It was real oak. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And your telephone was in the bag. Your cell phone was
in the
bag.
Oh, man. Come on, Vaughn. Not the bag phone.
A bag phone.
Hey, yeah.
Drag, you know he's talking about.
I'm on the phone, man. Hey, yeah. Tell Yak I said I'm going to have him looking like he was when Grandson was not grandson when Lil Mo was losing all the races. That's all I'm gonna say. I ain't gonna even be able to go home.
Oh man.
Hey, Drac. Y'all made a little more, man. I can't get mad at nobody. Y'all made a little more.
Mm-hmm.
You stay with it though. That's what I like about you. You stay with it. Out through all the whoopings you took and the little races you should have won and you didn't win because something happened, you still hung in there. So that's what makes a champion. I can't tell no lie. That's what makes a champion.
Yeah.
You hung in there.
And we was trying to go every week.
Y'all
every
raced
week.
Back to back.
Yes,
I seen races you ran and you should have won. And you lost them because of rookie mistakes or breakage or whatever the case is. But you didn't give up. You kept going.
Yeah, got to keep going. When you want something, man, you'll work at it.
That's right.
You'll work at it. That's a bunch of people say they want stuff dragged and they'll try at it and they'll give up.
Well, see, they can't accept failure or defeat. You know what I'm saying? That comes before success, always.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yes it do. I just love the game.
Me too.
I love it. I get to be away from my ugly ass woman, get my ass whooped. I be at the track with my buddies. I ain't got to. You know, it's bad when you're grown and your old lady tell you shut the fuck up and you gotta shut the fuck up.
Damn, that's called spousal abuse.
Hey.
No, that's called being smart,
Jack. I'm gonna say this to you, Jack.
Hey, Jack, I just told you that's called being smart, man.
Yes, that's why
when Vaughn called, goddamn, I tell her, I got to be gone Thursday. I'll be so happy. I ain't got to be around that motherfucker. I ain't got to do that bullshit. I'll be happy.
Yeah.
You done had a rough winter?
Yes, sir. Well, it's like Friday. I tell my wife, when you leave, I'll be back talking.
I keep the kids extra days because I don't want to be in the house with her.
Hey, I keep telling you, hey, that's the smartest thing you're doing, bro. Virginia.
You sound like you got one of those situations that you can't live with her and you can't live without her.
That's it, Drac. That's it.
Yep.
Then when she leave and go to a nigga house, I'm going to be crying, lonely, sick.
Oh, man.
You ain't doing that. You talk that bull stuff. Ain't none of that going on because if it was, you wouldn't be on the phone now talking about it. Ain't nothing that going on. And you know about it. That's the damn show.
Hey, Drac, she at work. When 9:30, 10 o'clock here, goddamn it, she put that key in the door. I'm hanging up anyway.
You better get ready to hang up, then.
Hey,
you better get ready to hang up.
I don't want y'all to hear me get cussed out.
You better get ready to hang up, Yak.
Damn, Yak. Hey, soon that key hit that door and that knob turned, boy, I go on mute. You ain't going to hear me say shit here.
Man.
Yes, sir.
I'm going in here,
draw some bath water now, where she can wash her ass back. Yes, sir.
Mm. Put some roses around the bathtub. Yeah.
Hey, that's too much like right. She'll think I've been out messing around. What you doing that for?
You learn some.
Leave that alone. That's too good. I remember I bought her something, that good body wash. She told me, what you buy me this for?
Mm-hmm.
I said, I want you smelling different when you lay down. Oh, your girl must wear some of this stuff because you want to keep
hey,
smelling
that.
Oh,
you
man.
You bought too many of them. Hey, it didn't hit you with it. You bought too many of them, so you gave me the extra one.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't do nothing right. You can't do nothing right.
Heck no. Don't. She called all the shots. I'm one of them niggas. I don't lie, boy. I tell you, when she called the shots, she called the shots. Fuck it.
Mm-hmm.
It don't bother me.
Oh, man, Vonnie dropped off.
Long she let me got dogged race, come out of race. Vonnie, no. Vonnie been over here. She done jumped that gate before, goddamn it, run up on me.
Oh, well, Vonnie, don't bother. Hey, Big Eddie, Vons go might was getting ready to be open too. So you know, who knows?
Yeah, man.
Y'all wow. Yeah, man.
Hey, Jack. Hey,
yeah.
I can't run. Y'all can run. I can't.
Preach.
I gotta
stay
there, felt mine.
Hey, when
well,
she kicked that dog,
Hey, I'm going to humbly say this. You motherfuckers is lucky, and I'm jealous of you because, yeah, you can have all these bitches that you fuck like myself, but ain't nothing like coming home to that main bitch that you love and
sure. You
know love mm-hmm. you ain't chasing that money.
Sure.
Man, I'm jealous, bro.
Let me tell you something.
Hey, Jeremiah.
Been there, done that.
She,
what you doing?
Was she here that day? Was she
old.
Here that
they
day,
old,
Jeremiah,
man.
When you came over here?
Not only do it get old. You get that one somebody that's in your corner like supposed to be. Five of them can't compare to it. You know.
That's what I'm talking about, Drag. That's what I'm talking about, Drag. That's why I can't stop messing with her. Man,
hey,
when
man.
I'm down and out, when I'm down
hey,
and out and sick and
she got your
stuff,
back.
Man.
She got your
shoot.
Back.
Shoot, she gonna stop
back.
Doing what she got to do. Make sure I got medicine. She gonna make sure she kept me to the doctor. She gonna make sure the bill
yep.
get paid.
Yep.
All of that.
That's
man,
what I'm going through right
young,
now. Yep.
Boy, I had that
and
young girl. I was out in my car crying in the rain, following her over boyfriend's house, telling her I want to talk to
oh,
her.
Oh, man.
Then she come over here, had me buying a young motherfucker shoes and jogging suits and needing $400, honey. I said, this bitch pimping me.
Not the temptations. Ain't too proud to beg. Ain't too proud to beg, yet.
Yeah, the young girl pimping the shit out of my old lad. I said, man, fuck this. I'm working on cars, busting my knuckles, everything. All she was doing, give me a piece of pussy, keeping me hooked like glue. That's all.
Oh, man.
Pimping the shit out.
Getting that golden shower and shit?
Yeah, I wish she would have pissed on me. Maybe that would have been better than her goddamn robber. I ain't gonna lie, boy. they was calling me sucker all the time. Then when I mess around and told the young girl I quit fucking with her, they want to jump on me, her and the nigga.
Oh man.
Man, I got down at the gas station. They pulled up on me and asked me what was my problem.
Damn.
I said, what you mean? What's my problem? You ain't
getting
no money.
Hey, now y'all think he's lying? He's telling y'all the truth.
Hey, you ain't gave her no money in 2 weeks. You ain't gave her no money in 2 weeks. Man, me and her ain't even messing around. What is you talking about? Shit. Boy, they pulled up on, hey, Preach. I walked in the gas station trying to get away, trying to call security out. I walked out. God damn it, the truck stopped. They still out there. I said, man, take this $90. Buy you a pair of shoes.
Oh,
or something,
man.
That's all I got. Leave me the fuck alone.
They extorting you, yeah? They extorting you,
yeah?
Yeah,
they was. Hey, I stopped getting that honey, and she stopped getting that money, and I'm good. Fuck them.
That's right.
Fuck them.
They're worse than two police officers over there in Phoenix.
Yeah. Something I ain't gave her no money in 2 weeks. Nigga, how the hell you know I ain't gave her no money in 2 weeks?
Oh, man. They be splitting it up, yeah? Don't worry about it. They were splitting it up.
Man,
Yeah, she kept getting it to me, nice to me, everything. I stopped paying. I couldn't get shit.
Lord, how much?
I found this girl want to get paid for this thing. Fuck that.
Mm-hmm.
But I got her back. I went got a goddamn cousin.
Oh,
I
man.
Cousin and rolled around with her, too.
Not the family affair.
Shit, fuck that. The cousin saw what I was doing for her, boy. She wanted to give it to me. You too nice to her. You always fixing her car, helping her bills. You too nice for her. You know she messing with woo, woo, woo. And I was listening to all that good shit, and I'm saying to myself, how much you going to charge me for some of this pussy?
Oh, man. not charging about an ounce.
Shit. Man, shit. Once I got a cousin, goddamn, I hit her two times and got rid of her ass. Fuck that. Fuck that. Yeah. Then I fucked around. Had two kids by the other cousin.
Oh,
now,
man.
Now I'm sitting over here sick. Got to get the kids in weekend. Hey, boy, stop hollering. Sit down. Yeah. Now I got, well, out of all of that bullshit preach, you know what happened. I ended up with two kids out of that deal.
Yeah.
My little nephew, the one that ride around with me. Yeah. Yep.
You hooked for 18 years now with that woman.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, but yeah. Hey, that little boy is bad though. I like him though. That's my little nephew there.
Yeah, he quiet.
But listen to me, man. Ain't nothing like a woman on your side. Cause my wife took care of me since I've been having this surgery. Huh? She took off. So I had to have a surgery helping me. God damn, I couldn't do this by myself. I've been to kill my goddamn self in this house. Hurt myself anyway.
He's like. Seems like what you've been through, and you've seen how she hung in there, you're more appreciative, you know. It makes you more appreciative because a lot of times people take the woman for granted.
No, man. When you got a good old lady, man, you got to hold on to her. I ain't gonna lie to you. You got to hold on. And
for
I found
somebody that enjoy cars like me. My wife liked cars and stuff like that. And she divorced me with the cars. And that's a good thing because I've had in previous relationships that was a problem because they felt like I spent too much money on cars. Sure. My wife contributes, bro. We got, that's why I bought her that Nova. Bought that Nova for her because she wanted a 70 booth. And I couldn't find no boy at the time. And I wanted 57. And the three cars that we wanted was either a 57, a 70 Bull, or a 66 Nova. And the 66 Nova came out first. I got red, but red come along a year later. I got red.
What you doing with it now?
I'm restoring it. I'm gonna race it. I'm restoring it. I bought all the parts. Not all of them. I bought a new SS dashboard to put back in it. I got half a quarters to put on it. I didn't change the wheels on it. All that. Red is being worked on.
Let me catch on
red.
The
Todd,
right?
It's hey, why
third project.
Why you try to get Popo? Who? Would they do a Popo Seville?
P-Cat.
Got it.
Pete got it. Okay. Yeah, Pete got it. Papa wanted Pete to have it. Knew that it was, you know, he would do the stuff that he wanted to do with it.
That's
oh,
another
man.
Car. That's another car that's been around a long, long time.
Yeah, that was my car. They bought that car for me when I went to jail. Leroy bought it. And Leroy sold it to Popo.
Yep, Popo had the car a long time, man.
Yep.
Hey, you know, I talked to Freddie Garcia not too long ago.
Freddie, you know,
man.
No, he got a restaurant.
He was at my last race. They found Freddie and brought him out there to my race.
Man, I wish I'd have seen him then, but he got a restaurant. He got a restaurant in what y'all call it, the Puerto Rican village or whatever y'all call it.
Humble Park.
Humble Park, yeah, he got a restaurant down there.
Do it?
Yep.
Wow.
I'm going to get the address. I'll get the address for you.
Okay, yeah, do that.
I guess you'll be around all the old folk.
Well, hopefully we'll have a great gathering of them all at the race. You know, that's what I enjoy is all the old guys coming together.
I need you to kidnap two of them. I need you to kidnap two of them and really, 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 really talk to them.
Well, no, I think your dad and his brother Leroy going to come on Saturday. They got the obligations in the church on Sunday. I understand that. But I believe they're going to be there on Saturday.
Man, hell must gonna freeze over if they show up on a Saturday. They show up, period.
Well,
hell froze over.
Leroy told me he just can't come on Sunday. You know, he told me that. Right.
Yep. If you get out there Sunday, I'm going to show out. I'm going to really get the show out then.
On Saturday. They're going to be there on Saturday.
Well, if they come on a Saturday. But I'll be there. Your thing is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, right?
No, mine was only Saturday and Sunday. Eddie said that Champs is Friday, Saturday, and something else going on Sunday.
Oh, okay.
Well, only thing Sunday is we know that I'm just helping promote the track for Sunday because, you know, they always had Test and Tune, and the more business they get, the better for us, you know. So I just want to encourage people to let them know that it's going to be Test and Tune all day Sunday. You know, and come on out and support.
Well,
I'm gonna say this to you.
If they go on Saturday, they'll ride with me.
All that's good. What you saying? Don't put all your trust in them. That's all I want to tell you, bro.
You ain't got to worry about that.
Mm-hmm. Don't put all your trust in them, cause they just showed me that they ain't trustworthy.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't give them no trust at all. Hey, I'm just doing it out of the kindness of my heart to mention it because, you know, you hear a lot of people say, hey, they don't go out on Sunday and they just sit at home. So I'm just trying to encourage that. The more racing. I'm doing it for the racing part. You know.
Yeah, well,
but,
ain't nothing wrong with it.
Amen.
You know, but y'all on good.
Hey, Drag, anytime you can't get a person to come on and sit down and talk to their people on your show, the people that spend money with them, it's still a problem. You understand? And I look at that all the time, but I just don't think that mess about it no more.
Well, see, we don't have
see nothing in the world with coming on talking to your fans, huh?
We don't have many venues. And that's one of the venues that
right. The
brothers support the most, you know. And you would think that it would be a little better relationship there, but it ain't so much the place; it's the people, bro. And Billy. Billy is the owner, but he's became a yes man to his own business. It's Steve. It's not Billy. It's Steve. You know,
mm-hmm.
And Steve ain't right. He don't support the grudge scene. I ain't going to go out on no limb and talk about no race. I ain't going to do that. But we all know the percentage of it is in the grudge scene. You know, he don't support
mm-hmm.
the grudge scene. If it were left up to him, it wouldn't be no grudge racing going on at that track.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Billy just an owner that don't really keep up with the place. He lets them run it. And in my opinion, the dude's making bad decisions.
Dominique was going to come over there, but then he said he had to get rid of Steven. And he said he wasn't, so Dominique changed his mind.
Well, Dominique ain't coming, bro. I know this for a fact.
I know he ain't. I already know that. Listen, I already know. I network with everybody. So I already know what's going on.
He don't want to be bothered with Steven.
Yeah. Well, hardly nobody want nothing to do with that dude, man. He's really pushing a lot of the races away. You know, if you remember, y'all, they talk about Adam. Adam was there after they got rid of what's his name? He started out. The younger dude, what was his name? Oh, shucks.
Tim
made that track.
Yeah, Tim.
Really user-friendly for the grudge racers. I don't care what nobody say. We was able to do a whole lot with Tim. And Adam tried to keep that going. Steve had a problem with Adam and wanted him out of there. And he kept on working on Billy till he got Adam out of there. Now we stuck with, well, they stuck, y'all stuck with him. I ain't going to say me, because I don't participate anymore. Stuck with a dude that had a track that had grudge racing both days of the week, Saturday, Sunday. And if the guys came on Wednesday, he was able to do it now to one day a month. To one day a month, that should tell you something. You know, this is the same stuff that built this track up. How did you take it away from them?
Yeah.
Think I don't miss the place? I do miss it. I miss going to the Grove. You know what I'm saying? But the differences that we have with management and stuff like that, I feel better not to give them people my money. I know $20 ain't going to make them a bit of difference to them, but it does make a lot of difference to me. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I was going. The boyfriend, the dude at the Grove, he done been trying to talk to me. He done sent several people to talk to me. I can't deal with him. The man can be disrespectful. And one time, that's not tell you exactly the time, when I wrecked my Dodge up there and scraped the wall, I'm trying to ease my car off the wall so I don't do no more damage, you know, because it, and, man, that man came over there yelling, talking about, Drag, you got to get this car off my track. Because we got the race car, I got up from under that car, and I got in that man's face, and I told him, if you don't get the F away from me, and y'all know I don't be cursing, if you don't get the F away from me, you're going to need more than to get a car off the track. You know, and so I made him.
Had to get your ass off the track.
But, Drake, I done told that man 100 times about his mouth and the way he do people, but he said he yell at people because he's deaf, so he like to hear himself talk. He did something.
Well,
he
better write it down. He better write it down and show it to me.
He snatched the torch out of Shorty's head because he said he didn't want no torches on this track. I said, hey, man, you can't do that. Somebody's going to beat the fuck out you, man. He said, this is my track.
Yep.
So I told what you call it about this situation. He said, please don't worry about it. Let somebody beat the shit out of him. And I handle it from there. Then he'll learn a lesson. So.
Well, he come close to getting
me. I'm with all of them.
I'm already mad because I wrecked my scrape my car, and then he come over here yelling.
You remember you had to whoop the security guard? You remember you had to put your hands on the security that day? The dude.
Right. So I haven't been back up there since, y'all. It's been over 7 years, and I'm not going back to one no more. I mean,
I
know.
What's the Puerto Rican boy that threw his race up there? Jeezy or whatever name is. They were finna whoop him. They were finna whoop him because of his mouth. I told him, man, you can't keep telling these people that you run a thing. You can't make motherfuckers do what you want with their car. They're going to beat the fuck out you, man.
Yeah. I avoided from getting myself in trouble because I'm not going to talk to nobody like that, nobody. And I'll be darned if I'm going to let you talk to me like that. It just ain't happening.
That's right.
Yeah, I remember that you said that old prejudice-ass tech man up in there.
Which one?
I heard a rumor somebody slapped the shit out of him up there. This was a few years back when
I
was up there.
I slapped a dude down at the Grove maybe about 20 years ago on the starting line. I did that, and then I had to whoop one of their security guards about 8 or 9 years ago. Well, longer than that, probably about 10 or 12 years ago.
Ten
this
years.
Dude just kept on.
About 10 years.
He kept on, but
hey,
I
guys,
heard
he was
tough.
Standards,
right? I tore his butt up.
Tough.
But.
Let me find out, Drag.
No, yeah, I'm
right now talking tick, man. I had my orange 69 Camaro up there one day, and that motherfucker was like, "What are you gonna run?" I said, "Man, this car don't run nothing but like 1250." Oh no, I think you're lying. And then he got on the radio and told him, "Man, this orange car number 29 come through there. If you run 1199 or anything, put him out." Just put him out.
That was the owner. See, listen to me. That wasn't the tech man. That was the owner.
No, me and Bob was cool. It wasn't Broadway Bob. Me and him was tight. Shit, I still got some shoes in there.
Listen to me, bro. Broadway Bob wasn't the only owner. You talking about the same one Drag telling you about he wants to punch in the shit.
Well, he wasn't around when Broadway was there. Marcel wasn't around when Broadway was there.
Listen to
Broadway,
me.
I know who you're talking about. You're talking about the dude, he runs Funny Car now. He runs NHRA Pop Alcohol.
I beat him up. Hey, Drag, I beat the shit out of Ray. You talking about Ray. I beat the shit out of
Ray.
I beat Ray ass up in the bushes.
That's who Mark talking about, Ray, because Ray was a little
Mark,
hard when the brothers come through. Yep.
When I first started working at the track,
we're tough enough. Me and Ray got into it. I told Ray I'd beat the fuck out you. Man, we went out there. It used to be, you know, where you park that in the back by the concrete. It used to be all dirt. Man, I beat the fuck out that man back there. And ever since then, he was the nicest motherfucker to me.
Yeah, yeah, that was Ray. Ray was hard to deal with because I remember I brought Mike's vet up there. We run CW and Dwight and them for $17,000. And they checked me in with their vet. They knew it was a big drug race. They tell me,
man, I heard that.
Better not run in the 10. It better not run in the 10s. Man, God, dog, I won that race. I wasn't trying to think about what it ran. I just need to win that race. And my vet at the time went to the show. And they come over there talking about you got to get out the track with it. I said, you ain't got to worry about it. I'm on my way out the gate anyway.
Yeah, man, that man,
that
was just fucked up, man.
Yep.
Just fucked up. The man down there accused me of lying before I even made a blast.
But see, he was wrong for that because you got to do something before he can even enforce it. If you tell him you can't run within the 12, he got to take you at that work. I got put out of 66 with my Hemi car, that white car. He told me, you know, that car only had a 6-point cage in it. And he was okay with the car till he raised the hood and seen it had the Hemi and stuff in it. And he says, this car here don't run up but a 1099? I said, yep. Man, I blasted that car that first one. I went 930. Man, here he come, father chasing me. I just kept right on to the trailer.
You ain't never lie. When I went to Route 66, I passed tech and everything. I passed tech, but I didn't have no NHA. I didn't have no license. So the man told me I couldn't go faster than something because I didn't have no license. So the guy went, he said, look.
So that's why you so slow?
Go fast to the 8. He said, go fast to the 8 and set it down. Hey, man, I done went faster by mistake than you ever went in your motherfucking life. So let's go back to the conversation. The man, I ran in the 8 and set it down. That man came over there and said, oh, so you think you're smart. You got to get out of here. You told me I couldn't make no more passes.
He followed me. He come down there on the four-wheel. I just kept on going. I got my EP ticket and kept on going to the trailer because I seen him behind me. He called, as I was pulling the car on the trailer, you can't run no more. I said, I ain't trying to. I'm gone.
I seen what I want to see.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yep.
Hey, Greg.
Yo.
I like what you did last night. You brought my man up. A lot of people didn't know nothing about him. And I be trying to tell people about him. They don't believe me. And you came right up. What I had just told somebody a few weeks ago about Fonzo. With that ruckus when he rent that 725.
Yeah. Oh, Fonz. Fonz's an old veteran, man. He just,
yeah.
He ain't here with us no more, but he was a vet. He's a vet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely from
that was my man.
You know, it's area they want. Yeah, me and Fonzo grew up at
your
school.
Yeah.
That was Ted and Eric, man.
Yeah, all them dudes from the south suburb like that looked up to Fonzo because Fonzo was the toughest son going around
there. That's up. That's up.
That was Jimmy's uncle, wasn't it?
That's his uncle. Y'all went
yep.
to Fonzo.
Yeah.
Me and Bob was tight, man. Yeah. I went to a funeral. Three love went with me. Three love went to Fonzo's funeral.
Yeah, that nigga
hey,
had, some, that nigga had some motherfucking beats.
Hey.
Right.
Y'all ever wonder after funerals, like what happened to their motives when they've been gone for 10 or 15 years? And they set world records and shit like that. Like, where are those motives? You know?
Well, a lot of times, you know, you should take a situation like me, all the stuff I got, racing stuff. So my wife said that she going to keep one of them cars or some of that car, but the rest of that stuff, she going to get it sold and split it up with the kids. You know what I'm saying? So you know how that go. My kids ain't really into racing, and my son ain't, for sure, my two sons. They not fooling with no race cars, and my daughters don't know nothing about no race, really. They going to take that money and spend it, you know. So that's how that's going to go, bro.
Yeah.
Hey, Dre.
Yo.
Dre.
Mm-hmm.
Can I be your son?
Yes,
hey,
sir.
Can I please?
You listen. Hey, listen. You need to get adopted because they going to junk your shit if you leave here.
Oh no!
Hey, stop hey, being so rude. God forbid, though. But I do know my youngest son would be the one that would be like, he wouldn't let that ride though. Like, not at all.
Shit, he gonna be the first one jumping.
And
my dad was
hey,
slow.
Hey, but it's funny what we say, but it's a real, you know, and I don't want to turn the conversation, but, you know, this is a time to think about, man, do you all have a will and stuff set in place, man? Do you have your affairs in order if the inevitable was to happen, man? You know I'd be preaching it, but, like, now I'm getting ready to sit down and do it, man, because, you know, when you have properties and different things of that nature, you got children. Man, when a person passes away, it's kind of like one of the most nastiest times in the family, man. Because both
family,
of
yeah.
don't have
yeah.
my stuff set up.
Family
well, my wife
knows
to do with all my stuff.
Yeah. But you know what, preacher boy? I got stuff everywhere still. I haven't gathered all my stuff and brought it home yet. But I'm,
you know what,
I've been
Drag?
Bringing it home.
I'm glad you said that. Listen, Drag, you know what? I had that scare after my surgery. And I, you know, sometimes you think you're going to check out. I started telling what cars was and motors and everything. Yeah, go get it. Y'all pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
I got to scatter some everywhere, man.
Yeah. And, see, and when you really into your craft, not just with race cars, but just everything, that's like, you know, I got vending machines, all kind of shit all around, including trailers. Everything. People wouldn't even know where to go get it. And you got to understand that the devil in people ain't going to allow them to call your people like, hey, man, yeah, so-and-so. You know, stuff is over here. So, you know, it's...
Listen to me.
Yeah.
You introduce them people, man. Let me tell you how to do this. Like, my cars, they would tell people. My cars are known.
Hey, preacher, you must got your leg by a lightning bolt or antenna. We can't hear you. Say it again.
You too close to that fish tank, motherfucker. Yeah, but no. I introduced my wife and took my cousin to where a lot of stuff at. So if anything go wrong, they can get it or move it or sell it to them. I don't really give a fuck. We ain't here no more.
Well, but see, you don't want it to fall in the wrong hands neither, though, girl. You really are. My, like my brothers down south, my older brother, too, they know what I got. My wife know everything I got. But see, the biggest thing, my most valuable stuff, like I got a Hemi sitting at Janata's. You know what I'm saying? Right now, a real good Hemi. If something were to happen to me, Janata going to give it to my wife or one of my brothers. He's not going to keep that stuff. He's not going to keep none of my stuff. I got a ProMod at that house. You know what I'm saying? My other car is here at the house, at the new house, because we got a big enough garage. But I got transmissions. I got motors. I got stuff sitting in different places that a lot of stuff I forgot about that I got it over there, you know. So I have to go start gathering it. I have a big enough basement now with enough space that I can bring my stuff home, you know, the little things that I can carry in. But for 12 years, I lived in a house without a garage, you know. So anything I had to bring, you either had to sit outside, whatever little bit could go in the little house basement, and the rest had to be in other different places, you know.
Frank, so,
somebody come get that shit. They're going to have to pay somebody to come get it instead of selling it.
They're
going to
have to put out a call for the trash man to come get all that weak ass shit around there. Hey, the nicest thing he got around is the motherfucking hood on the Malibu. Fuck out of here.
Well, Big Drag, I got some room, Big Drag. Let me come get that Hemi motor and the rest of them transmissions and shit.
Hey,
I
Drake,
got,
I
you know what?
The same thing.
I got a bunch of stuff. Look, I got stuff all in St. Louis, man. I got stuff at David House, my buddy Dave, but that's another dude that's 30-plus year friend. He's not going to take nothing from me if something happens to me. You know, he's going to get it to my brothers or get it to my wife, you know. My brother already told my wife, if something happened to my brother, I don't want nothing of his but that Oldsmobile. You know, my brother wants the Oldsmobile. He told my wife that. She told him, well, I don't know about that car, brother, because he likes that car a lot. Maybe one of them other cars, but not that Olds.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all.
When we put that Oldsmobile last, that going to be my car.
But when, hey, if that Olds take 10 whoopings, it's still one bad little mofo. Okay? Because y'all got dogs, got Chevy. You can't run with that Oldsmobile. Chevy. And
let me see if Rob on here, man.
Rob, when he was on the phone running a small block car, he cut the phone lines and all that stuff at home.
Hey, Rob, if you on here, man, hit the one button. I will protect you from Jeremiah, man. I make sure Jeremiah don't bother you, man.
Nigga, bet not.
Hit the one
button. Think about getting on this show. Hit your ass, nigga. Better stay where he at or I cook his ass.
Oh man, you talk bullshit about Rob.
Hey, now I'm gonna tell you something. If Rob with my ass, y'all might not see me for a little while, man. I'm gonna be honest with you. I done talked so much shit to Rob, I'm liable to have this motherfucker go put Nikes on his car and beat my ass.
That's all you're going to take. We're going to play a lot of Rob with your ass in. And you can shut the fuck up.
God.
Well, Jeremiah, like I say, man, it was fun. It was fun knowing you. I hope you don't care what you are.
Oh man,
I know that ain't Big Eddie saying that. Man, bet as much money as you can. I'm all beat the dog shit out there, man.
Hey, Eddie, I've already given Scotty the word. I've already given Scotty the word. Do that motherfucker Rod how he did Tidy Boat talking all that shit. Any nigga that talks shit to me,
you gonna catch the wop.
Oh, you got to catch that.
Don't do that, man. That hurts the moment, man.
Hey, Tidy Boy told me
he was going to gap the Oldsmobile. That's the first time he ever said something out the way. I said, boy, I have been giving you a pass, but now you got to lock in. I'm going to whoop you senseless, boy. And he ain't heard no more from me.
You got to see y'all Tidy Boy coming out the bushes?
Huh?
Don't mind him push the toilet and he can back up. Tidy Boy's trying to race. Tidy Boy's coming out the
stairs
right now. He's been in the bushes
so long. I want him to run. I don't want him to go away. I want him to run.
Come back away from that water. We can't hear you. Come back. What you say?
Hey, man, I'm going to curse you. I'm laying down. I'm talking laying down.
Oh. You that picky boy that got a little like that?
Yeah, I said Tidy Boy coming out the race, man. That man there's trying to race now. He's making noise.
Oh, yeah.
I keep telling you, they're going to have a lot of new faces come out here trying to grudge race now. You see that faggot ass Jeremiah talking?
God damn, you thick as hell, girl. Sticks and stones may break my bones. I don't know the rest, but just watch out. Shit,
there you go. You were just talking about having one woman. Now see there? See what I'm saying?
Oh, hey, Drag. I'm sitting in front of something so bad, Creed, right now. We headed to this to my principal's 44th birthday party. I ain't gonna lie, Drag. I look like an old nigga with some Stacey Adams and the Dobbs hat on, Drag.
You ain't got no penny in your loafers like. You
man,
talk about us
fuck,
having it.
Hey, Drag, if I take a picture right now, you going to say you own some bitch. Hold on, wait a minute. I know good goddamn well you wasn't saying nothing to me. Hey, Drag, I told
five,
you
5, 6 years ago,
I
you
said,
talking about us having pennies in our loafers.
Man, look here, Drag. Hey. 5, 6 years have changed a whole lot, man. Oh, man.
What?
Hey, man, this young nigga called me Unk the other day, man. I said, what the fuck did he just say to me? He said, man, Unk, check it out, man. I said, Unk. But I had on my Dom's hat, and I was looking all, exquisitely and all that good shit. I said, man, this little nigga called me Unk. But then when I said to myself, this little nigga, I said, oh, shit, here it is. Here it is, man. I said, okay.
Yeah.
I said, man, I ain't think about you at that moment, but now that you just said it, I just thought about it like, good goddamn.
Yeah.
Hey,
it happened
cool,
fast,
though.
Bro. I looked up. I was 30. I come home from prison. I think I was 33 or 4 years old. I look up. I'm 60, bro. You know, it gets by fast, man.
Drag, I just looked at me, Drag. When I went to sleep, 20 years old, I knew it all. You couldn't tell me shit. I've experienced everything. I was God's gift to life. I went to sleep that way. I woke up a year away from 40, understanding I don't know shit about life. I'm just trying to learn every day by day as I move, man. I don't know it all. I might know something about a little bit of something. I don't know it all, man. And life will teach you that you don't know it all. Go ahead, preacher.
Jeremiah, listen to this. I was around Dragon when I was a little kid. I'm 53 years old, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, it gets by fast, bro. It gets back fast. I remember being young, like Preacher Boy talking about, see, he always was around. He was just too young to do anything. His dad and them used to race. Preacher Boy was with his dad now. And I can remember, let me tell you something going to make y'all laugh, but right now, God dog, it ain't funny no more. We used to laugh about it when we were young. On Sunday, US 30, was shut down at 1 o'clock, and they have their intermission for 30 minutes, and Run Tough was the fastest class they had. If they didn't have no feature cars there, they would start them up at 1:30. You know, kid. Well, Eddie was around. They all know what I'm telling you to be the truth. And we looked up about 1 o'clock. Guess who's coming through the doggone gate, towing their car with tow hubs and a tow bar. Nobody but
tow bar.
Preacher brother. The preacher brothers. That's his daddy and all his uncles. Now his other name Cleveland. Cleveland had about five brothers, man. All of them loved drag racing. Them songs come to the track, y'all, with suits on. Two or three-piece suits on. All of them had suits on, dress shoes, and everything. They had the track changing clothes. They beat up, drove their race car to the track. I mean, to church. Towed it to church.
Church.
And when church
set out,
to the drag strip. Yeah. Did that down there every week. You know?
Yep, every Sunday.
We did that stuff. We did, you know, this is what we know in this race. And I've been, like I told y'all, I'll be 61 in April. Lord, let me wake up. I've been racing car. I had my own car at 14 years old. I was racing, going down the racetrack in my own car at 14. You know, I was older than my baby brother and then my other brother. We close to the same age. But it was five or six of us going to the track on Sunday, towing our race car to the track, y'all. Listen to this. With a chain. Do you understand me?
Mm-hmm.
We take that drive shaft out that Roadrunner. It's five or six of us in my daddy's Plymouth, pulled that GTX all the way to US 30 from Chicago Avenue and Christiana to
Christiana,
US 30 with a chain.
Chain.
Could not get the pair of driver's license out of six of us. We pulled that car to the kids on here. I ain't lying. We were kids. But back in those days, you could get away with stuff like that. The police didn't mess with you hardly. You know?
You used to be able to pull you back in a pickup truck and ride on the expressway.
You're right. There's a whole lot of stuff that done change, y'all. The police
without
a driver's license, you done did something wrong. They'll make you leave the car, or they'll take the keys to the car and take it to the station, and somebody had to come get the key. You didn't get arrested for everything that for every violation that you done. It didn't happen. And then they used to have a place called 321 North for Sale. That's where you went to court at. The judge would call 30 or 40 different names, call everybody up to the front of the courtroom,
traffic court,
give you a lecture, and give you your license back. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Now,
yes,
they find everybody come through there. Now, this stuff has changed, y'all. It's not the same. So that's how far we come back through the ranks of racing.
Hey, my dad and them used to race for $500. Now, they big race was, if they race for $1,000, hell, y'all car finna blow up.
$500 was a lot of money back then, though. You talking about 1970.
Yes, all five brothers used to bet $100 apiece.
That was a lot of money back then, bro. A lot of money. Your daddy had a car, which I had right now, was SWAT.
I'm mad I sold it.
70 Boo. SS Boo.
SS.
In the name of
SS
SWAT.
Boo.
Yeah.
Yep, SWAT.
Well, white interior.
Yep. With that same smell and that same color, you open the door. No cage. It never had a cage in. Never been cut up or nothing.
Yep. That car is worth big money today.
Yep.
But you know, that's the stuff that we did back then.
Well,
I remember we used to run down on 47 to Lake Park Rentals and get those portable hitches. Remember the portable hitch? You hooked up to your bumper
on the back of your bumper.
I remember when they used to race at the lakefront. Listen, I remember when they used to race on the lakefront.
Wrecked that 57 Chevy down there and hit them people.
We used to go get airplane gas to race in our race car. That's when we used to go to the airport and get airplane fuel.
and put in the race car.
Yeah, we did too.
Midway.
Yeah. Get
all the Meg Field, get that blue Phillips 105 over there.
Yep. Right, they call it what? Raw blue or raw something?
Raw blue. It was raw blue.
Yeah. Yep. Something like that. Yeah, bro. We've been a long ways in this grudge race game, drag race game, you know. And street racing was, when I was a baby, we owned the house 244 North Point. Well, 244 is like walking distance, like a half a block or less from Damon Fork.
Mm-hmm.
So as a kid, a little bitty boy, we used to just sit on the porch. We could see the racing on Damon Fork. Damon Fork was one of the biggest racing spots you could find at that time.
Mm-hmm. I just told my wife that
the north side, wherever, to run on Damon Fork. And we lived there. So I've been chasing racing all my life. My brother's drag race. My daddy drag race. I've been in the game for a long time, man.
Yes, sir. Boy, Damon Fulton, that used to be an event, man. You remember used to be whole families out there and brought all the kids.
Little U.S. 30.
Yeah.
The people in the project used to come over there to watch.
Yep.
Police wouldn't bother you, man. You just had to get there early to get a park. You didn't get there early and park by that gas station or down that little street there. You was messed up.
You were screwed. But Osman and Cosman was the same thing. But we used to race on 16th and Kilbourne was the same thing if you didn't get there in time.
Right.
Friday night, Thursday night. But we used to race every day, though. Every day it was a race.
Yep. Yeah. Like you say, especially a lot of races on Lakeshore Drive, on 39th Street on Saturday Expressway. Man.
Yeah.
59th Street.
So, I'm just like, man, I'm stoked.
39th?
Thank the Lord.
Yep. Indianapolis Boulevard over there on Saturday Skyway.
They started racing on South Avenue.
A lot of people don't remember they used to race on the other side of 394. Once you crossed the expressway, you pulled over to the side right there before you got to Glenwood.
She came in town the other night. She was with
Jeremiah, go on mute.
Jeremiah, mute your mic.
Oh.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I've been in this drag racing game since I was born.
I've been in this drag racing game since I've been born, man.
Yeah, I was lucky to be able to race three cars at US 30. I had a white small block Firebird. I had a black 69 Nova. And me and my cousin had a two silver 69 booths.
Yeah.
Man, it'd be about six or seven of us riding down 65 off the toll road at 45 miles an hour in the line trying to make it to the track.
You remember Al with Moneymaker? My uncle used to work for him?
Yeah,
Moneymaker Al?
I talk to his son all the time. I still talk to son Tony right now.
Yeah, used to work for him.
Yeah, your uncle used to work at
his
shop.
His son used to have Little Al used to have a go-kart, and that motherfucker wouldn't let me ride the go-kart. One day I threw his ass out and drove his go-kart. God damn it, he was mad as hell.
I seen him
when he got older. He had a Mustang like his dad.
Yeah, he got a 85 Mustang now. He run NHRA stock eliminator with it. Yeah.
And then you had a Magoo. You remember Magoo?
Yeah, I remember Magoo. Magoo's still around.
Yeah. He got to be old as fuck, though.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, back in the day, y'all, they used to have a Hydro Bob. He used to be in a garage, a bunch of garages. You go get a converter built, you take one of them little converters over here, cut that joke open, bend the fence, give you some stall.
Mm-hmm.
Rebuild a trans right in your face. You go on about your business.
We used to go get them old Vega GT converters. They might be good for about 5 or 6 races. Then that was about it. But they used to work pretty good.
We used to go over there to Bob and Bob would cut them open and fix them for you.
And then Turbo Terry, you go over there and get your trans done.
Still there.
Oh, yeah, Terry. Okay. All right.
Terry's still over there on 63rd and Oak Park Avenue. He's still over there, back up in them industrial area. He in the same spot.
Boy, I thought I made it to the big time when I got my first Don Stanley transmission. That was the best 400, manual 400 trans I ever had.
I don't know nobody to build a better trans than Don and Dave. Dave was the man, Dave Wahanek. You know, Dave just retired last year. He still do my stuff to this day. He'll do my trans, but he don't take nobody, you know, customer stuff anymore.
Yeah.
Yep. Man, I tell you, I've been around a lot of folks in my life. I done met a lot of people. I network with a lot of people that race.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like I said, I done acquired a lot of junk. I got so much stuff, I wouldn't know what to do with it. I can put a bunch of shit together, put a bunch of cars together. I got a lot of shit laying around. I just don't want to sell the shit.
Hey, look, I remember... I had met Bill Reed. I was at Bill Reed's shop. Bill Reed had that old money, that had that old Fast Monte Carlo that I used to see in the hot rod books. But then he took me in this room over to the side, and they had, y'all remember the old Juggler?
Yeah, the garage. Yeah.
All steel 65 Impala was on the front cover of popular hot rod magazine.
Yeah, that wasn't Bill Cotter. That car belonged to Diary.
Yeah, I know it was Diary car.
Yep.
Yes, sir. That was a bad stuff. 65
Hey, you know how old Uncle is. Do you remember Uncle Louie? It used to be Uncle Louie. Hard time, short time.
Yeah.
Give me that. Look at that right there.
Yeah, you had Uncle Louie. Then you had Shaft. Now, Shaft had a blue 55 Chevy, too, remember?
Right.
I mean, Chevy, just like Uncle Louie.
Yeah.
Candy blue.
When you had hard time, short time, troublemaker.
The interview.
Yeah.
Come on, Sean, big Sean. He gets to put some more on top because he's clamming everybody. Look at this shit. That was a strike. I ain't gonna give me that shit.
Man, who
boy?
Got the radio playing?
Can't shit right here, nigga. Come on now. Never
you just opened somebody's mic with that
radio
shit,
TV
nigga.
Playing.
Be on all that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Devontae Adams
crept
his ass up. Come on now. Come on now. I think
then you
just opened
the mic, man.
Again? God damn. All these goddamn pits, man. Come on. Give me that again. Now, whoever that quarterback was, his ass
does
not need to be Fitz Magic on what?
The ball. Dude,
ass shit. Ain't no way he's Fitz Magic.
He got the
time. Hello. Boom! Larry Fitzgerald got put on his ass. Good Lord. Look at Savage Sharn. Look at Savage Sharn. And them all greens. You know he's putting them hoes out tonight just to lose to the goddamn footy. Boom!
You got it, man.
You look, he saved Jerry Cole because Cam Chesley was next in line. So, hey, you got spared, my boy. That's all I'm going to say. You got spared. Hey, watch out.
All right, fine.
Hey, one of my favorite cars up there at US 30, hey, Drag, you remember the Heat Song Camaro?
Yeah, Ed Boyer.
Yeah, that was a bad
you
Camaro.
Know,
I like that car, man.
You know who originally car that was?
The Tischlerbar brothers or something like that?
Nope, that was Mickey car. Mickey Nico.
Oh, really? Okay.
The Ed Boyer car was Mickey's car. He got that car from Mickey. They was actually... partnered up in that car until Ed ended up owning it by itself. But Mickey, I didn't know that myself until Mickey and them told me about it. And then that boy used to come by the shop from time to time. Yep. Never knew
and,
that.
And,
but, yeah.
I was impressed by them King Speed Shop boys too, man. Them boys with their white cars and their white suits and everything.
Boy, that stuff that Raylo is putting together right now, bro, you're gonna see a lot of that stuff. Some of that stuff is still around. You know, just because we don't see it nowhere. We think out of sight, out of mind. But them cars are
like
still
that Spiro car.
Which one?
The Spiros. You know, the father and son had the same car.
Spiro Patrick?
Spartacus. Spartacus or whatever it is.
Spartacus, yeah. And where them cars, them cars. You talking about Spartacus and son of Spartacus. But the son of Spartacus.
Yeah, they used to be on Armitage. I mean, not Armitage, Fullerton.
Fullerton. Then
they moved.
You know, that son of Spartacus car is really the Starfire Lady. That's James Smith's old car.
Oh, okay.
That car comes from James. That was James Smith.
Now,
car.
You
James
know, James Opal, that Opal, it's still around. That Opal James had, it's still around. It's sitting in the lot.
Oh, yeah, that's the car that him and the boy off of Kilborn and 60 Roosevelt had. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of US 30 cars at the World of Wheels, y'all. So if you want to go, I'm probably going to take my Nova for exhibition, you know, to be there.
That's going to be good.
Yep. Yeah, my Nova, you know, is dressed up like an old 30 car with the magnesium wheels and the primer paint job and got a ton of RAM on it, and it's a stick shift car. That's what I built it for, to be nostalgic looking. But I keep saying mine is me and Jeanette car. Car was built for us together to cruise it. And that's why I don't, you hear me say, it's not to be raced. You know, it could go. It could go fast. But I don't want to race it.
Is it a sedan or is it a box? Q-box.
It's a 66 Nova. It's a non-post car, so what would you call it?
A sedan.
Yeah, I'll send you a picture right quick. I don't be knowing the differences.
That's considered a coupe, Fudge, right? That's considered a coupe.
My car,
right.
I don't know.
The box car, they just call it a post or a box, like you say.
Well, mine don't have a post in it. Yeah, I just had a couple good pictures in you right now. Had it go right there. You sure get them.
Yeah, I just got it.
And my car is a 66. I keep saying mine, but our car is a 60 front end on it.
So if it's a 66, basically it's considered a Chevy 2, not a Nova.
Right. That's what the back panel, the aluminum panel on the back says Chevy 2.
Mm-hmm.
Cars,
I no longer have any control of the boy, y'all.
Okay.
I got rid of that noise just in time.
Okay.
Good deal.
Good.
It don't matter. It don't matter.
That's cute, Drag. I like that. Yes, sir.
Oh, man, you got. Let me show you a picture of the motor. It's all nostalgia, bro. It's got all those Them magnesium wheels and stuff on it, bro. I had to do.
Yeah, what's that you got tucked under there in the back?
What? On the Nova?
Is that a 1000? You got a 1000 up under there, or is that a 900?
Yeah, it'll fit a 1050. There's been many tubs in the frame. The frame has been narrowed, and the springs have been moved over.
Been notched.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I bought that kit from Detroit Speed, that mini kit that they sell to put the factory tubs back in it, but bigger. You know, they look like factory tubs, but they're wider. And I put them back in it. So if you open the trunk and look in it, the trunk looks bone stock.
Man, I like that. Yes.
Okay. That's nice.
It got a whipper in it too, Mark. It's got a four speed in it.
Okay. What, you got a crash box
Mark
in there?
No four speed. He can't drive
I
no
got
four
a,
speed.
A real good super 10 in it. I paid $2,500
okay.
for that transfer. A real good one. It's got all the aluminum sinkholes and the welded up hardened gears and all that in it. Got 12 volt up on it because it only had a 10 volt in it. With open rim, I put a good 12 volt all strings axles. It's got a spool in it. It's got the big studs, the half inch studs in it. The rim is all braced. I mean, it's a good car, and it's ready for it to take some power. But that's not my purpose with it, you know.
Uh huh. Man, it is nice and clean. I like it.
No rust free, totally rust free. The floors are rust free. It just need paint on it, you know. It's just that black brown. I got that hood. Did I show you? You see the hood, right? That hood comes from Zorro Buddy. What's Zorro Buddy name with the green one? Got the
Mark.
Green 66 note? Mark.
Mark.
He sold me the hood. Yep. He sold me the hood.
Man, it don't even look like you need to put no paint on it. It look good like it is.
The car got a couple of nicks and dings in it, you know, in the metal, but it's all steel. And I'm going to fix all that, and I want to paint the car. My wife wanted silver, so I'm going to paint it silver. I got all across the front, the hood, because I took it off the steel hood. You know, it got two pieces of chrome that go in there. I'm going to put all that back on it, and I'm going to body work it next year. This year, I'm going to just do all the interior and put all the rubbers around it, you know, the new rubbers.
Okay.
I'm not going to worry about no painting.
Yeah, man, that is cute. I like that.
I had a dude tell me, man, this is a nice car, and I like it a lot, but how much you want for them wheels on it? I said, no, bro, them wheels ain't for sale. If I sold a car, these wheels would come off.
Those some old American, classic American racing?
They magnesium, Mark. All of them magnesium.
Oh, okay, magnesium. Okay, I heard you. Okay.
Yeah. Them wheels, I got $4,000. And just the rims.
Okay.
And them four wheels like that, the magnesium wheels, they stamped on the back of what year they was made. The front ones are 1969s. The rears are 66s.
Okay. I like how you still got the lip on the body, on the rear fender wheels and quarter panels and all. That's nice, man.
I had a
real solid
version, bro. Right. I didn't want to stretch the quarters or none of that. I told him whatever it takes to put this rear up under here and mini tub it with these wheels and tires, you do it. And that's what the dude did.
He did an excellent job.
Let me look through my phone because I think I have a picture of it when I first got it. It had craters on it. Just bone stock car. Four-speed car. It's always been a stick car. But it had some 327 in it with the heads off of it.
Okay.
And, you know, I took all that stuff. I called my brother from Mississippi and told him to come get the motor. So he came and got the motor and fixed it. And he got in some down south.
Nice.
Dude called me yesterday, wanted to buy Big Red. I told him, man, all Red ain't for sale.
I didn't know you got Big Red back. You called? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I got it back from Big Smitty.
I didn't think Smitty was going to ever let that thing go.
Could have bought Red 6-7 years ago, but what had blew me about the car, he had done, they cut the dash out of it.
Yeah, I remember that.
I don't like a car like that, so I... Just this week, I found a real nice SS dash for it, factory dash with everything, and I bought it. So I'm just going to check the shop to have a stock dash put back in it.
Sounds good,
man. I can't find the picture
true.
Of it with the Craigslist.
Okay.
I got quarters. I got half a quarters I bought for Red already. I got the dashboard already checked. Yep. So I'm
I remember when before Smitty got Big Red, when it was sitting back there at Bill Reed with a tree coming through
with
the tree
going
through the motor.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder what the hell happened to Rock? Who ended up with that car?
I don't know how. I know Smitty been had it for a while now. How he got it, I can't tell you. But
yeah,
I did know.
Well, you remember Rock, that black Charger? That was a real Hemi Charger.
Well, you know, Rock was at my house. I mean, my shop for back before I got in trouble. And then after we got in trouble, I don't know wherever went to Rock went to.
Well, the last time I saw it, it was sitting next to Big Red up there at Bill Reed's shop.
Yeah, well, I'm sure somebody got it because that was original Hemi car, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, they took all them cars up out of there. That was the worst one once our Barry brother died.
Mm-hmm.
They went and unloaded their lot, Harvey did. They took what they wanted. That's how Big Brian got Big Red.
There's so many flavors. It's so many.
I tell you what made me decide to go ahead on and get Red, get it back, is because I looked at some cars, and the money that I was going to buy a 69 Blue. I took Pete with me, Puerto Rican Pete, because Pete is a body man. And I talked that dude down to $13,000 for the roller with no wheels on it. He keep all the wheels, so I would have had to brought my wheels. And after thinking about it, the car had a 9-inch up under it. It had nothing done up front. It had all the stock brakes and stuff on it. It wasn't no aftermarket control arms or nothing. But it was done up in the back. It had a ladder bar and a 9-inch, and it had all the stock interior in it. That was one thing that really attracted me, stock dash. But man, I thought about it. This car still needs a lot of more work done to it, and the body wasn't even as clean as Red's. You know, although Red's got a jacked up paint job on it, it's an all steel car. It ain't rusted and rotted a Bondo, you know, because it was always original race car. I just say, man, I'm just going to go buy Big Red back and buy a dashboard, you know.
Well,
that's what I did. Huh?
Yeah.
So I got Red back. It's in the garage, bro. I changed the wheels on. Don't you remember back in the days, Mark, that old boo called the Red Alert?
Yeah, I remember that car.
Yeah.
And it had you remember it had motor flies on it, the old motor fly wheels back in the 70s. I just put a full set of motor flies on Red.
Okay.
Full set.
Man, I saw an old picture of Red sitting at, where was it sitting? I think it was sitting at on 63rd and Damon at this one of Diary little gas stations up there, 63rd and Damon. I'm trying to remember who got that damn picture. You all right?
You cold. Big Richard had it.
Yeah,
you say Big
Richard?
Yeah,
probably
when Donnie first bought it for Richard.
I thought Wheelborn was coming. Wheelborn ain't show up. No. I don't say it.
Yeah, Big Richard had love, honor, and respect, too. Wasn't that his car also for a minute?
Oh, Boxhead. Remember Boxhead off 59th Street.
Because they ain't got no good for me. I'm going to buy that, too.
Because I remember old man Ollie ended up with it. Old man Ollie had it over there in his yard. Last time I saw that car.
I've been intending to ask Raylan where that car was. The box there don't still have it.
No, nigga, I'm sleepy.
Man, I wonder how you start wearing my shorts. I don't understand that.
Man, who is that with the bird noise?
What? I can't get rid of them.